What's poppin'? It's Tuesday show. Drew and Mike from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Trudy's in the house.
Yeah.
Hey.
She took an extra day to recover from our dinner Friday at Mesa.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I discovered cucumber tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you tried the tequila? Was that, were other people drinking out of the 150 tequilas from Mesa?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I at least got to 80 of them.
Well, Ray was recommending great drinks. So.
He kept coming back. He's like, well, what do you want? I said, I don't care. Surprise me. Yeah. And everything is something different.
Ray, yeah, I know. Ray would read your mind and know exactly what to bring. It was amazing.
It really is Mesa's strong suit.
It is, no doubt. I took a tequila pro in there, and he was quite impressed.
Wow. Whoa. Who's this tequila
pro? A friend of mine from high
school.
George
Clooney?
No. This guy's a bigger pro.
What?
My Greek buddy from Chicago, whose brother is mentioned in the Valerie Percy murder book.
Yeah. So
yeah. His brother was Danny. Yeah. His brother was petrified by the Percy murder. I can't remember, but yeah. I was petrified. I was worse than petrified. I don't know why I didn't make the book.
He lived closer.
He did. He lived on the beach, too. And apparently the murderer came up the beach. I've been reading more of the book. They found a... Oh, God. What's another word for a knife? It's not a knife.
Shiv.
Not a machete.
Saber.
A shiv.
It was a big-ass knife they found in the water. They actually had divers go in.
Really?
Yeah, in Lake Michigan, and they found it. Huh. I think that was what he stabbed her with. But anyway...
Yikes.
Facebook brought to you by GrowGreenMI, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. Bring them a quote for over $2,000 from any other hydro store, and they will beat it on the spot. Hmm. With crazy deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, advanced nutrient Big Bud gallons for $79, and hundreds of Fluent Spiders in stock for only $1,420. $1,420. I get it! $420.
What? Closing today was enough.
GrowGreenMI on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com. And, yes, we got a few days left. If you're a big Beatles fan and you want to feel the magic of those historic live performances, check out 1960 for the tribute. Rolling Stone called them the best Beatles tribute on earth. You can catch them live Friday night at the Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac. Beautiful Flagstar Strand. That is one. Trudy, have you been there?
I've not.
It's really cool.
I've got to go.
For more info. Yeah, and they got a bar there. And they got all the bells
say
and whistles.
No more.
For more info and to get tickets, go to FlagstarStrand.com or Ticketmaster. Use promo code Drew for 25% off. Please. And
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can. Mel.
What was he referencing there? Oh, because she played an instrument?
Yes.
He spent a lot of money like trying to advance her stupid music
career. And it went nowhere, and he was really bitter about it.
Well,
Has
it gone anywhere since? I mean, she's had all these years to work on it.
Mel put a stop to it. Didn't he spend $5 million on her? Wasn't that his big quote?
Yeah, there was.
I don't love you, okay?
What could you spend $5 million on?
Her music career. It's so phony. It is so fake. No one does that.
I spent more than $5 million on you.
Wow. Speaking of spending money, Brandon, how did the locks do yesterday on my bookie?
We had the one win, which was the big win, the Saints. And then, we did lose the $7 parlay. I apologize for that. But
how close was the parlay, though? Did we almost make a bundle?
I missed out on the first one, the under.
Well, I mean, you gave me a lock later in the night. You're like, foul Steelers, the third string quarterback.
I was 0-2 on my parlay, and then the third one was the Lions game tonight.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, the parlay was a big fail.
What about the Steelers, the Chargers thing, the lock?
I just didn't think a third string quarterback would come in and run the Chargers. I really didn't.
Wait, so you had a lock on the Steelers opponent?
Well, I felt that the Steelers with a third string quarterback were going to.
What happened
suck.
In the game?
Ended up being pretty good.
Steelers defense dominated. Devin Bush had a touchdown.
Devin Bush.
Oh, the Steelers won?
Devin Bush was phenomenal. Yeah,
they crushed. I think San Diego scored. They lost by 7, but all their points were in the fourth quarter.
Bush! What was the final score? So what was Pittsburgh up in that
24-17, I think.
24-17. So it was 24-0?
I don't know if it was 24-0. I don't know.
Let me do some more.
I was very angry that I just turned it off.
Does it sound like a lock?
Let me do some research, and then we'll have...
It's a lock! Lock of the week.
Cha-ching! Yeah, and I'll make money for everybody.
Wow, I
can't wait. Because we'll all bet the opposite way.
Oh, wait. Does that include me? I have to get my bookie account.
You do, Trudy.
I'm last on the show.
Wait, Trudy has a my bookie account? Are you in Trudy's account, Brandon?
I don't have one yet.
Let me know, and I will gladly...
Drew's got a promo code for you.
MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Drew. You play, you win, you get paid. And, of course, your first deposit, you will double your first deposit with the bonus. Read the rules. If you like to bet on fantasy players, overs, unders, anybody out there, you can bet on Michigan, Penn State. You can bet on the Spartans and whoever. You can be like Brandon, bet the under. You can root for punts all day long. It's a blast. On my bookie.
It's a blast.
Mybookie.ag, promo code Drew. Okay.
What are you, an odds maker?
So, you know, I think I'm going to mention a couple things going on in music. Black Crowes 2020 tour.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Black Crowes. Who said that?
No Steve Gorman.
I think they must have decided that when his book came out, and he said they'd never do it.
I think he...
So they're just like, we'll do the opposite of anything Steve Gorman says.
I think he did believe that Rich and Chris might do it.
Oh, but then not again, him. Yeah.
Yeah, not him. He knew he was out because he was an original Black Crow, and so he... There's, you know, like Don Felder with the Eagles.
Right, yeah.
Anything they do, he owns a share, and they kept trying to strip him of that share.
That's, you know, right.
Why don't you just play for $50 a night? We'll put you on salary. And, you know, when you're an original member and you've been treated as a percentage holder, stakeholder for that long, that's pretty hard to take. I understand.
Yeah. Don Felder is really burned up about it to this day.
He does get a little piece of... chunk of change when they play.
And then they're going to do the whole Hotel California thing. So
how pumped
means,
are you?
I'm moderately pumped.
You're even moderately pumped?
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
I love Joe Walsh, and Hotel California was a great piece for him because he had that...
He's great on that album.
Guitar moment.
Life in the Fast Lane was his song.
Yeah.
Victim of Love.
Yeah, you can always tell his songs.
You can, yeah, you can really feel his guitar. Yeah. I like some of the other songs on that album, but for some reason... I think everyone has heard Hotel California so many, too many times.
Sucks now. Yeah.
I know, yeah. But
great piece of guitar work.
Would not pay $400 a ticket. So.
Is that what they're charging?
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
I assume.
I was thinking it'd be a really, really, really... Because the Eagles always overcharge, in my opinion. Yeah. But they do sell out, so I guess they're not overcharging. And now they've got this giant orchestra to pay for and this giant chorus. Well, as if they're paying the singers that much money.
Oh, yeah.
As
if. Right.
They probably pick up one in every city they go to. They probably don't even travel a chorus.
They might do that.
A choir, actually. I mean.
Yeah. They're always doing that city to city, like those, you know, big rock bands, recruiting people from choirs and stuff.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
rock and roll!
Did you guys see that K-pop star Sully?
Yeah, and I just went on to the next story because I don't know who that is.
I don't either, but she's very pretty.
Really?
Yeah, and this is the most horrible thing about the story. They believe it was a suicide. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the talk. And
I'd
apparently,
like to see you play a concert sometime.
Too late, Mel.
Apparently she was terribly...
And too soon.
No, Mel.
She was terribly, terribly ashamed of some picture that got out of her.
Oh, my God.
Nude,
really?
Topless, whatever. So I couldn't help it. I went Sully, pop star, nude.
Yeah.
Oh, how many fakes did you see?
I think I saw her topless, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but did you see any fakes, like where they put her head on people?
I don't know.
I did. Please do not go to my computer, Zooves, but... yes, here's some crazy ones.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's amazing that...
That's a nice
No wonder she killed herself.
Nice sideways smile.
Oh, jeez.
Man, if you Google any woman's name and then put... There's so many
fakes. I know, we did that earlier.
Yeah, Mark's like, do it with your name, Brandon.
Did you see an actual nude picture of her, do you think?
An actual one?
Yeah. This one, right?
Wait, look, this one, she looks like she's in a movie or something.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't understand. She's topless in a movie, so why is she so upset about this thing... That God's
got to be more than just that. Then
she was what, 25?
Yeah, she's really pretty, really pretty.
Hmm.
Well. And then, did anybody see Kanye at Howard University?
No.
He's playing some new music, I guess.
What, really?
Well, he's supposed to have this new album out. He's teased it for months, and then finally, when he was here in Detroit, he let out the cover or whatever. Everyone's like, okay, where are the fucking songs?
He didn't play any new songs here?
I don't think so.
I thought he was supposed to do that.
No, it was just some weird video thing.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't even understand him anymore. I don't even pay attention to him anymore.
It's been all these church services lately. It almost seems to me he's trying to be a cult leader.
He wants to be Scientology.
He's a born-again Christian today.
Well,
that's what they said on TMZ.
You have to remember, he went through his designer clothes phase, too.
Yes.
So he was that
Lost a lot of money.
Yeah. So.
How does this make money, by the way? Do they charge people to go to church services?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do they charge?
I don't know, but I remember reading a story on it. Someone who went.
You know, is there something wrong with churches being
such... I'd like
such...
to see you play a concert sometime.
Jeez, Mel, you can.
Should churches be the big money business?
No, they should be taxed. Period.
I mean, they've made such a joke
God
out of that.
God has freed people throughout history.
If you
and Harriet Tubman says
who wants to hear a sermon from Kanye?
Only knew we were slaves to Instagram, to social media.
I mean, as controversial as he is a legendary artist, and I wanted to see what it was about.
Student, and I'm making a film
that guy
about
goes to Howard?
Make America Great Again hats called The Hat, and Kanye is just a huge inspiration.
Cancel him! He's making a documentary about The Hat!
Wait, give that guy points for plugging his documentary in the middle of the story with an actuality. That's pretty good, man.
I think it's a great idea for a documentary.
It is, yeah. Good for him. Let's call that guy.
Kind of a dork, though.
Total dork.
TMZ had some actual music from the concert. If you go to TMZ, it's the first story up. And
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Why are you checking that?
Jeez.
Mel's really active today.
For entertainment.
He's so pissed. Did you hear about the Taylor Swift banner controversy?
Yes, the Kings?
Yeah, the Kings Arena, which is, what's the Kings Arena?
No one knows. It's probably sponsored.
They don't play at the Staples Center. The Lakers do, right?
They do, too.
Okay. Taylor Swift got a banner for the most consecutive sellouts, and apparently they're covering the banner up at Kings games.
Is she going to be mad about that?
Her fans are livid.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Very disturbed about it.
Golden One Center?
What do they care? Oh, they don't play at the Staples? They played the Golden One Center?
The Kings decided to name the street.
Okay, the TMZ thing I meant was on the show TMZ.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's on this thing.
I'll look for it.
And it was, it's probably a pretty quick clip, but it was seemed like music anyway.
Are you excited for his new album or something?
No, I'm not really.
I was shocked that you kind of were
Well, there were some interesting disclosures. First of all, that he's a born-again Christian, and second of all, that...
Is he really a born-again
Christian?
That's what they were saying.
He's a designer, too.
And also...
He's just Kanye.
Apparently, he said something about next time they throw a net over you to make you a slave, don't everybody stand in the same place. Which a lot of people...
God, he's so deep.
I grew up with a lot of...
Did not like that.
Christian music, Christian rock specifically, and not a lot of Christian rap, though. At least I didn't hear a ton of it, but... Does Kanye...
Like Val turn you on to any good Christian rock?
DC United, wasn't that...
Does Kanye, swear and use the N-word during his Christian songs and his sermons?
I don't know.
Great question.
I'm not sure about that.
Here we go. Here's the TMZ
Let's get to Kanye West and his surprise performance at Howard University over the weekend, which was...
Who else people filming it?
Almost a
complete
resounding success. It was homecoming weekend at Howard. They had no idea that Sunday service was coming. But
on Saturday, no less.
On Saturday. We know now that...
Wow, Howard, go to have that picture. What a pretty university.
Music.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
I just hadn't seen that building yet.
That's
beautiful. That's beautiful. So he showed up there on Saturday with Kim and the kids. Everyone was surprised. And... then he brought out the choir, and they did a performance. They actually did one of the songs off his upcoming album, which we hear is just a couple of weeks away, hopefully.
No, but we've been hearing that.
We've been hearing it for almost a year.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, Harvey.
And they've delayed it.
But this was a little bit of 13th Amendment. Check it out.
Jesus took the pain. Hey! You're above the fame. Hey! He's the highest name.
Hey!
Yeah! 13th Amendment, gotta end it.
Yeah!
Jesus, I'm gonna be free.
So you guys, later in the same day, he went to George Washington University, held a listening session where he played his album in full. A couple interesting nuggets came out. One, you hear the music, it sounds great. He also made an interesting declaration. He said, I'm a Christian convert. He said it definitively. The writing's been on the wall for this for a while, but he finally came out and said, like, basically said I'm a born-again Christian.
Thanks for the podcast.
I want to go back to the slavery thing.
We got to go back to it because there was, look, and I said it was
almost the most exhausting show on television?
It can be. Yes.
Kanye showing up.
Yeah, turn it off. I don't care.
Speaking of all, people filming things with their cell phone, did you watch 60 Minutes?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch the second story? It wasn't in my head. I'm like, this might be something Drew just speeds through. The girl who was a refugee that won the Nobel
Peace. I sped through it so fast.
So yeah, she goes
as fast as I could, and it wasn't fast enough.
She goes back to Iraq where she was taken from, and all her family was killed because they're a small, marginalized
community. And I'm sorry about that. I still didn't want to watch the story.
It's an amazing story. I didn't think you did. But Amal Clooney was on there, of course, because why else would it be a story?
It makes me like it even less.
But she goes back to Iraq, and she's speaking, you know, in the middle of the desert to this group of people. And there's a ton of people filming it with their cell phones.
Really?
Even there?
What?
Even there? I was just surprised.
Tony, you've been reading about all that?
Which made me think, like, how expensive are those phones? How do they get service out there?
Yeah, that's a good provider. I want that provider.
I know. We know.
Desert access?
How about the microdosing story?
It wasn't even microdosing, Drew. It was full on.
It was
6 hour tripping balls on mushroom story.
Yeah, people with cancer, people who are facing death,
that was
just
awesome.
Tripping their asses off and loving life.
What is
loving
that
life?
What does it do then?
Reset your brain.
It seems to pull people out of depression.
So it's just for depression so far. There are no.
The lady stopped smoking from it.
Yeah,
that was one.
Wow. Guy stopped drinking from it.
Guy stopped drinking. Never had a desire to drink anymore.
Wow.
But they did point out that about one third of the people that undergo the trip have really bad trips.
Well,
really frightening.
So they're
tripping
with like a guide, I would assume.
You
right?
know what's weird?
Yeah,
is
which
that
kind of takes the fun out of it.
Because
it?
I tripped, you know, when I was young, and I've taken mushrooms.
Ooh.
Not
ooh.
I'm trying to get an ooh. Like nobody else tripped. And I did mushrooms in Amsterdam.
Ah, cool mushrooms.
Were legal. I never felt that it reset my brain.
You didn't take enough.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. I mean, certainly expands your mind a little bit. But
when you were laughing, you were laughing just at random people in the streets?
Yeah, Matt and I were sitting on somebody's front steps.
And Frank's?
Well, that was different. We were in Amsterdam at a dog bar.
A dog bar?
Where people bring their dogs.
Oh.
You can bring your dogs and drink. And
I had something else entirely pictured. But go ahead.
Oh, no. And it was, I don't know why, but everything seemed to be making us laugh. And
who wants to take their dog to a bar?
I don't know. People like taking their dogs everywhere. Plus, these may be comfort humans for their dogs, like I am for Layla. Okay.
Drew just had that shirt on yesterday. It's like, if I can't bring my pappy on, I ain't going.
That's right. That's
amen.
That's funny.
So this dog took a dump in the bar, which, you know, it's funny. When they walked in, I remember going, well, what are the dogs going to do when they have to? And of course, it
dogs.
Happened. And that just set off such extreme laughter. I know I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And I think we were asked to leave. Like, they're looking at these three or four guys just laughing and crying and just decided, you need to go somewhere else.
You're too high.
So we walked down the street, and we were still laughing and crying. And we saw this really dour, long line of people. We're like, oh, my God, those people look so bummed out. And we realized we were in front of the Anne Frank house.
Yeah, boy.
Tripping, laughing,
well,
crying from laughing so hard in front of the Anne Frank house.
Better outside than being in the Anne Frank house laughing and tripping, I would
and
think.
Boy, I tell you, looking at that line, it was like, whew, that's a bummer. We don't want to be here long. It just the line just freaked me out. Those people are way too intense.
See, you didn't trip the right way. This is how Anderson Cooper told us how to do it, which, by the way, I think Anderson Cooper did do it. They are claiming that he couldn't.
Bipolar disorder.
Well, they say that it drowns your ego.
Yeah.
And I don't think it drowned his ego.
Before and
good
after
point.
The 6 hour psilocybin experience. The psilocybin is given in a carefully controlled setting 1 to 3
which
times.
Which would make it less fun.
To date, they say, there's not been a single serious adverse outcome.
So I'm going to tuck you in.
We were told we couldn't record anyone participating in the study.
That's bullshit.
While they were on psilocybin.
Love the video of Anderson Cooper getting tucked in.
Look at those mushrooms.
Nice
we
mushrooms.
Were shown how it begins without the psilocybin.
He looks so stupid in that tucked-in blanket.
Blindfold to shut out distractions.
Why do you have to be blindfolded?
Yeah, you don't want to be blindfolded.
Headphones playing a mix of choral and classical
music.
If you
don't like choral or classical music,
soundtrack,
I want to rock.
A trained guide, Mary Casamano, watching over you.
Okay, so give me your hand.
She doesn't know
so
I want to trip.
Take your hand.
She reaching for
everything
under there?
Is done the same way it was.
I think she would freak me out more if I was tripping that lady.
In the 1950s and 60s. Some of the most dramatic results have been with terminal cancer patients
this
struggling
chick was wild.
With anxiety
this
and paralyzing depression.
Cancer.
This lady looks so healthy, too. She looks so happy and healthy.
Designs, and it's like, oh, this is so cool, and how lovely, and wow. And then boom. Visions began.
Carrie Pappas was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer in 2013. During her psilocybin session, she found herself trapped in a nightmare her mind created.
An
oh, fun.
Ancient, prehistoric, barren land.
Oh my God.
And there's these men with pickaxes.
These guys.
Just slamming on the rocks. So.
And this felt
like
absolutely
how
real.
Boring.
To me.
Absolutely real. I
what
was
a boring
being
trip.
Shown the truth of reality.
What?
Life is meaningless. We have no purpose. And then I look and I'm still like a witness, a beautiful, shimmering, bright jewel. And then it was sound and it was booming, 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 right here, right now.
That was being said.
Yes.
That is so heavy, man.
Alive, right here, right now.
Whoa.
Because
Jesus
that's
Jones.
All you have.
Crank it!
And that is my mantra
right
to
here,
this
right
day.
I had a nightmare once. I was on a boat with Loretta Swit and I couldn't get my pants off.
Body could transform your outlook on something as profound as death. That's kind of amazing.
Wow. That is kind of amazing.
I don't know why I was thinking that if I was this guy, I wouldn't want to be alive. I don't know why.
Which guy? That guy?
Okay, he just seemed
wrote the
too
book.
Intense.
I know, but he wrote a book on tripping.
I know. I just was thinking. I don't
trip.
Think acid would help me if I was him.
It's a terrible, terrible nightmare.
I dig this song.
It didn't help his wardrobe.
I love this song.
I've not heard this in so long.
I know. Why
deep God.
Why does no one play this?
Yeah, it's a great song.
I thought it was a great song, too.
There's no follow-up Jesus Jones song.
You're a one-hit wonder, right? Kind of.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Why can they do a song this cool and never do another cool song?
No.
Come on, Jesus, do a sequel or something.
Did anybody in the band ever do anything else?
I think they did have a follow-up or two, but I don't think they went anywhere. This song is anthemic, man!
Right
now!
I'm going to guess they didn't do anybody from the band didn't do anything else because when you go to the Wikipedia page and you look at members, you can't click on the names.
Oh,
so for
really?
Me, that's a signal that they're not worth, you know, following up on.
Oh, boy. I saw them playing live like 2 years ago. No, I didn't go to the show. I just saw a live track of them playing to a couple hundred people, I think. Like crowd sparse. It wasn't as bad as Men Without Hats, but it was not great.
Okay, they had another. Whoa, they had another charting single.
Is that real, real, real?
Nope. International Bright Young Thing. Let me pull it up, which I don't remember.
Sounds like a number one hit to me.
This song actually hit number 6 on the alternative chart. Oh, they had another number one on the alternative chart.
What?
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Do you remember this? No.
They sound kind of Beatly, don't they?
Here's the one that charted number one on the alternative chart. The Devil You Know.
Hey, that sounds kind of Eastern influence like the Beatles, man.
They're touring.
Huh.
In November. In UK.
This is their Within You Without You.
Oh, Jesus.
They actually do sound like they tripped. How coincidental that...
Can you bring them up playing Right Here, Right Now live recently?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. As I recall, a singer not quite in the notes.
Is it the same guy?
This is an awfully deep dive.
And well worth it.
Yeah, don't anyone say this isn't time well spent.
I see one from 2018.
1991.
Huh. No, it's too old.
They probably here's 2016. Try your 2018.
It ended up being a clip from Jay Leno, so I don't think that's correct.
Okay, here they are. On
Jay Leno in 2016?
No, that's why I said it.
This is 2016. The lead singer looks like, or the keyboard players put on a little weight.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah! Oh, no.
Sounds like they use some better PA.
Yeah, their sound makes
it's one of the instruments out of tune, possibly.
Who's the guy who just keeps traipsing across? It's
keyboard players.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
He just like runs around.
Emilio smacked the intro there, by the way.
Huh.
Let me see, that was terrible. See if I can find another one.
Well, that's what happens when you have one hit and you're still out playing live 25 years later. It gets pretty grim.
Oh,
it
wait,
gets a little grim.
Here they are, 2019. Whoa, it's back in May.
Yeah. Jesus Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
The keyboard player has put on even more weight since 2016. But now he's wearing all black, so you can't see.
Is this the encore or the opener?
Both.
They should play it twice.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think they're playing in a room with very good acoustics.
I really think he's trying to get more spins on his Fitbit. The keyboard
player. Oh, yeah, the keyboard.
He's trying to get more miles going.
The description on this version of this live song is arguably their biggest song, sounding really well.
Sounds okay.
Well, like easily their biggest song.
Drums are too high in the mix.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Zot, Gabara, Anthony, and all our friends at Zot, Ford, and Holly pride themselves on making and leasing vehicles simple, fun, and easy all the while, saving you time and money. Now Zot, Ford, and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are taking it another level with employee pricing for everyone. That's right. You pay what they pay. There's nothing more frustrating than shopping for a fresh new Ford and seeing an advertised price only be told, you don't qualify because you're a Ford employee. Nah, 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 nah. Well, you can kiss that garbage goodbye. With Zot Ford's employee pricing for everyone, for example, everyone can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $89 a month. Or that's on a 24-month lease. Or how about leasing a new 19 Ford Ranger Super Cab XLT 4x4 as low as $155 a month? Also, for 24 months. Hurry, because Zot Ford's employee pricing for everyone won't last long. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. You can ask for Anthony. Because I said you could. Because I said so. Trudy, you got Dr. Roche?
Yeah.
What's going on with Dr. Roche?
Well, Dr. Roche wants you to keep your bod tight.
Yeah.
And he's there to provide the tightness. In October, they've got combination procedures like body tight, face tight, neck tight for all the people who need to tighten it all up for the fall. And game changers like Morpheus 8, which is a radio frequency microneedling procedure.
Morpheus.
It goes deeper and causes more response within your underlying tissues so that you have more fluffier skin. Botox and Dysport, two areas, get the third area free, and a filler special, one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second, plus $3,500 saline breast implants.
Oh, nice.
Sweater potatoes. It's sweater potato season. Three corrective treatments of BBL. Three treatments of photorevelation and three corrective BBL treatments. Just $1,000, a regular $2,325 value, plus Divatherapy, one treatment.
That is a smoking deal for BBL.
Regular, yeah, it is. $1,500, get a free G-spot shot at a $1,200 value for free.
Ooh-wah.
Your G-spot. Plus, Zerona, where you lose inches. Some of the stuff that may be piled on because you went too many barbecues over the summer. It's non-invasement, invasive, 11 treatments, $353 regular, $1,600. So that's a huge saving. So try it all to get your hot body a little bit tighter for fall. Because before you know it, it's going to be cruise ship season. Dr. Roast, 248-3... Oh, boy. What happened?
248-338-1110.
Thank you, Drew.
Or D-R-O-C-H-E. Okay. And Jeremy Renner. Oh, boy. Oh, he's making a little news today. His ex-wife says that he was coked up and drunk all the time, threatening to kill himself.
Duh.
Wow.
And she wants custody of their six-year-old. Monitored visits for Jeremy, which is not satisfactory to him.
Does that mean he's going to stop what all of his behaviors, you know, in the band and some of the other things that he's...
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
He's in a band, Jeremy?
Yeah, Ryan? Oh, yeah.
Our commercials.
What's his band?
Oh, he's constantly... I see him more with a guitar than I do in a movie. He's always jamming. I don't know. What
with who?
Doing. Himself.
Really?
Yeah, the Jeremy Renner Project.
Nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road.
How many hits on this?
5 million.
5 million? Wow.
Is this the song they use in the commercial?
I think so,
yeah. Pretty distorted.
What a great commercial, too, considering I don't know what product it's for.
No. Who's he ripping off?
But he's just singing there. He's not playing guitar.
He's ripping off Muse, isn't he?
A little bit.
He rocks out on guitar too, Trudy? He rocks out on guitar?
I thought he did. Maybe not. Maybe just sing.
No, I think he rocks out on guitar. It's Renner, man!
That should be the name of the band. Renner! Exclamation point.
And then he walks around in the desert, and they take, you know, pictures of him and
how deep.
Mash it all
that
together.
Is heavy stuff, man. A lot of heavy stuff today. Apparently, he leaves coke out with the six-year-old around, too. And the ex also said many bitches are coming and going from Jeremy's house.
What, he has bitches over, like, in between?
It sounds like rotating bitches. She rattled off a bunch of names. I wasn't sure if she was being sarcastic.
Hell hath no fury.
I know.
I don't roll around on my wife.
And women are not exactly happy
with... Well, I'm having a hard time not getting mad. The way she's acting, stirring pots and telling stories and fables, that makes me so furious.
Righteous Gemstones finale. I guess we should...
so awesome.
Should we wait for... give a spoiler alert? It was a funny episode.
Oh, my God.
We're all funny.
Oh, my back!
I love
God,
that
it's a great show. It is a good
so
show.
Funny. Two of the best scenes. Anything with the girl in it, the daughter.
The daughter, yeah.
Judy.
I like Uncle Baby Billy myself.
Yeah.
Uncle Baby Billy.
It's just such a silly name, and it works so well,
they
too.
They always have to say Uncle Baby Billy.
So good. That show is so good.
There were snail trails on my chair. Like, no one should have sat in that chair after me. It was damp.
I mean, Yeah, boy.
Oh, my God.
There's something about parodying a giant church, a televangelist, or whatever he is.
All right.
I mean, it's a joke already. You almost don't have to parody it.
Yeah.
It's more about the relationship, too, within the family.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, what a joke
the churches,
the fact that, you know, these people are completely unworthy of running a church.
Part of my pajama pants are drenched right now, and they're not drenched with pee.
I mean, it's all about the money.
Yeah.
And it is all about the money.
Yep. Yeah, it's a really good
I mean,
show.
I'm amazed that, for example, Oral Roberts can say, if I don't raise $10 million by a certain date, God will call me home. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Everybody's going to church, God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
And he got the money. And he continued to get money. God would call me home.
I want a forensic scientist back in time to make sure he made that money, because I think...
Well,
whether
he's still
he made
here,
it
though.
Or not,
he's still here.
He would have faked it.
Oh, Earl's still here?
Well, I mean, God didn't call him home at that moment.
He's alive?
No, he might not be alive, but at that moment.
God finally called him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was still.
Guess I'll just have to get somebody from the audience to finger me.
It's also the punchline of the joke, what do you call two Oral Bobs? Or two gay guys named Bob, Oral Roberts.
Love that.
So, I mean, you
how
think
about being around this bush with that uncircumcised dick?
My God, she had so many lines.
She was on
There's
fire.
So many.
I know there were more.
When you go back to the Bible, it's full of wealth, and it's full of miracles, and signs, and wonders, and it's full of goodness.
Would you give this guy money?
It's full of meanness. It's just full of hell on earth. Those are the demons, not the people. I love the people.
I mean, you would think saying that God will call you home if you don't raise X amount of dollars and flying around in private jets.
They're wrong.
I think people would stop giving it. Jim Baker, you would think he would not be allowed to ask for money on television now. You would think, after stealing all that money from PTL.
You would think.
You would think. Jimmy Swaggart, after getting busted, picking up grotesque whores, and...
Thank you, Lord. Help me. This is you,
you would think that that might be the end, but no, it's, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
You would think the guy who became a transsexual, remember him?
Oh.
After getting hooked on meth, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh,
Ted Haggard?
Ted.
Oh, my God. Ted Haggard's
the best. Chedley Haggard.
Hags.
I could see donating to that guy's church.
And then I forgot the... I can't remember who this was. I think it was the preacher who's in the farting video, you know, where he...
Tilton?
Is it Tilton?
Robert
Tilton? Yeah, 2020 to the thing where they put a hidden camera in the room where they open up all the mail, and they just opened it up. If there was a check, they just took the check and threw out the... Nobody read the... They were cards and letters and such.
So it's just like the gemstones.
Yeah, they paired
the room of the gemstones.
Yeah, they did, they did not... I mean, these people writing these heartfelt letters, and they would just open them up and throw them out if there wasn't a check in them.
Wow.
It was hilarious. I think Diane Sawyer did that story.
Yeah.
But for some reason.
People don't believe. They just feel like they need to help those guys.
You would think.
With their last dollars.
Maybe that guy, and I don't even know his name, the guy that surprised his wife with a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people thought, you know, that's a little bit, something not quite right about that, about someone raising money in a church and then giving his wife a Lamborghini and putting it on Instagram. It looks just a little, something doesn't feel right about that, but then he revealed that none of the money came from the church.
Oh, of course not.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we only know him from the church.
Are you a gay man?
No, actually it's complicated. And what I've determined is, through all 2 years now of counseling, is that
went
I
to
just
conversion
don't fit
therapy?
In the boxes. People want you either to be heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, whatever.
He's way ahead of the times.
And my counselor says I'm a heterosexual with complications, whatever that means.
Right.
And
complications.
Meaning he wants wiener once in a while.
Process that I've been through, I'm especially very secure in who I am and my relationship with my wife. Actually, my wife and I always had a wonderful relationship, which confused me.
Mm.
And
he hated it.
And now it's better than ever, and I have no compulsive behaviors anymore.
Yeah, right.
Will they also go down on my butthole?
Through these last 2 years.
And I wish you'd done that 20 years ago.
I wish I'd done it 20 years ago, but I think the culture that I was in kept me from being able
having
to
grown up in a fundamentalist church.
Who wants to suck a old man's dick?
There's everything is very black and white.
Very black and white, and this process that I've been through,
your process was you like doing meth and getting out with guys.
No, I don't know. Honestly, is he still an ATM machine?
Hags?
I don't think Hags is still all that big
a
deal. I think the gayness ran the money off.
Yeah, it was before
whores
you
whores won't run the money off.
That was before you could be like reborn or something. You'd think he would have thought of that too, right? But
you would think. Meanwhile, speaking.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The serial stowaway tried to get on another plane.
Really?
The old lady?
The old lady tried again.
How does she do it?
I could never
figure out how you could get on a plane like that.
I don't know. She was found in a restricted area at Chicago O'Hare. How on earth does this woman somehow drift into places where nobody else can go?
Well, people
unseen.
People get guns through security. People get all kinds of things. I mean, because they do that. They test the airports and they go, yeah, we got about 90% of the guns we took through. Which I don't even know how they do that either, because I put a speaker in my luggage and they always go, oh my God, what's this? And then they go fine-tooth comb through everything of mine. I didn't tell them there was a speaker in there.
Speaker. Busted. But the but a restricted area at Chicago O'Hare would be a place, what, where only pilots can go? It seems to me like that would be backstage where you could never get anybody who's unsecured.
It's not the United Club?
No, but yeah, and this time they won't let her post bail because she's done this too many times. She's violated her probation.
Isn't it clear she has, there's got to be some mental disorder there.
I know, definitely.
Maybe she just gets fired up to fly for free. She likes flying free a lot.
She does.
But yeah, something doesn't sound right there.
Hey, guess what? Ted Haggard is still the head of a church.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, good
one,
for him.
One that him and his wife started, so he's still with her in 2010. So this is a couple of years after the methamphetamine gay sex scandal. And the thing's doing great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It seems like when guys like him, you know, and he was...
Did you know where he did undergraduate at? Gay Bob's University. He went to Oral Roberts.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. It seems like when guys like him or like Chris Watts,
yeah,
you know, they're in this hetero world and then they go gay, you know, they just kind of branch off briefly. It seems like they just go wild when they first have gay sex, like Watts. They never got out of the laundry room.
Hi, everybody. Ted Haggard here from St. James Church in Colorado Springs. Thanks for coming to TedHaggard.com.
See you in.
Hey, if you would, please put your name and your email in this little box, and then that puts you into the page, and it makes it so if anything ever happens, we can communicate with you.
Pastor
Haggard. The reason we'll use your email is not to harass you at all. It's just so that when a new YouTube video
comes out, phone number on here, you want to call him?
Or whatever, anything like that, we'll send you the link to that and keep you up to date that way. If I write a blog, I'll send you
the information. No, I don't want that. I wouldn't want that blog.
We'll do YouTube videos on political events.
He's acting as if giving him your email is no big deal and then telling you that it's a huge deal because you're getting all this crap.
Yeah, spam.
I have his email number if you want me to give it to you.
Cuba Gooding, it looks like this. I had a feeling when the second woman came forward that this story's been a little slow, I think. Is it because people like Cuba Gooding, so we don't really like talking about this?
Yeah.
Because I like him.
Probably.
Well, it also didn't help the fact that video that came out, you were kind of annoyed with the girl.
You mean because she was complaining?
Well, she's following him around over and over and over and over.
Well, was she following him around, though, because he grabbed her boob?
You see, I didn't know.
First thing you see in the video is him grabbing her boob. He reaches across his, I think it was his date, wasn't it?
Oh, let me watch it again.
And then she said, he grabbed my boob, and I think he put his hand on her leg in a rather awkward place.
Hmm.
And then you see the video, and there he is reaching across and grabbing her boob, and he puts his hand down below that. And then later on in the video, you see her going up to somebody who works in the club complaining about him as he stumbles off this couch and just bolts out of the club.
Yeah, the first thing you see is him reach over his date, and he's got his hand on the inside of her thigh, and it's staying there.
And then he grabs her boob.
Woman who his team tells me last night is a fan that approached Cuba and Claudine. And you see like another man walk up to them. In the video, it's up to interpretation. You do see Cuba Gooding Jr. reach over to the woman. But it's unclear whether or not he actually did
grope
her. Did he actually
touch her breast?
And on her boob. This
is what this
woman is alleging. She then called 911 shortly after. This was around 10 p.m.
She's pushing him away.
She filed this police report claiming that he groped her against her will.
Now she's in his face.
Obviously, he's denying any sort of wrongdoing. But afterwards, yesterday, guys, Mark Heller.
Someone comes up to him and takes his drink away.
Yeah.
And there she is complaining to the guy at the bar. And there's Cuba sitting down. Watch him stumble. He's so fucked up.
I'm sure his lawyer can explain it all perfectly.
Well, they said.
I have never seen a case like this one because there is not a scintilla of criminal culpability.
A scintilla? What about him grabbing her boob?
Mr. Cuba Gooding Jr., after I have extensively with my staff reviewed the video.
What video is he looking at?
And make your own choice rather than relying on the overzealous policing. In this
you just
map.
Saw the video, Dick.
So as you can see, his team is in.
Does anybody see something different?
No, he grabs the inside of the
nobody
leg.
Nobody sees.
Boob.
No.
So yeah, that's all I heard afterwards. That he did not do anything. She stalked him. He was the victim.
Yeah.
And I thought that seemed weird in light of the video. And it appeared she complained. And he's obviously bummed. So then the second woman comes forward yesterday. And I don't even know what that story is. And now three more women have come forward.
Oh.
To say that he committed sexual misconduct in various Manhattan bars and restaurants. Let's see if there's anything with these. Including a woman who claims going grabbed her rear on West 45th Street in 2008. And another says he pulled the same stunt at a West 44th Street restaurant 5 years ago. So at least he confines to a certain area of the city.
And he definitely has the same M.O. I mean, if a move works for Cuba, he's sticking with it.
Details involving the third victim are not clear. Also not clear the circumstances surrounding the previously known victim from the October 2018 accusation, the one from yesterday. One of these women says Gooding grabbed her rear at a hotel on Howard Street in Soho, while the other claims he reached his hand under her skirt and penetrated her with his finger that same year. So,
get out, Cuba.
It's not clear where the alleged hand-up-to-skirt incident took place. His lawyer said...
The little finger, isn't it?
He's aware of the claims, but his client has only been charged in two cases. He's only been charged in two cases. So, what's the big deal? Legal also claimed that one of the accusers is trying to extract money from Gooding. It happened in excess of a year ago, and it's a case the alleged accuser never pressed in that whole time, nor did the police press it. I can't even do his accent. She simply came forward when Cuba got arrested, and that was after Cuba declined to be shaken down by her because it was not appropriate and not a truthful allegation. And he knows because he wasn't there.
Yeah, and Cuba's check cleared.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of allegations, did we ever talk that one of the allegations against Lauer is that he exposed his erect penis? Did we ever talk about that?
I don't. Was that in the original?
The Today Show Booker? No, it's in Ronan's book.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he pulled his dong out.
Hmm.
I bet he had it out when he was doing the news segment of NBC's Today Show.
He asked
only Meredith could see it.
He asked the Today Show Booker to leave a work event while they both been at 30 Rock and join him in the office. She thought it was a business meeting.
Is this a new excerpt from the book?
It's coming out in the book, and it's coming out because this lady, guess who she confided in? Ann Curry.
Oh, no.
Who has the biggest scorched earth policy against Matt Lauer because he got her fired, which I think we know why he got her fired.
Because her ratings were bad.
Well, yeah, and she was kind of miserable.
She's poo-pooing his. She's
the only one at NBC, though, who could get Angelina Jolie on.
I hate to say this, but the fact of the matter is, I didn't like the show with Ann Curry
on
it.
She's not very watchable.
She was too serious.
Yeah. She's not fun.
She was not likable and bubbly like a morning person needs to be, like Savannah and Coda.
No, it's true, though.
It is true. For whatever reason, and I realize she's a hardened journalist.
And that's but not that's the show not, for
yeah,
her.
She was the news reader on the show. She did the news, and she moved up to the other position, which apparently she wanted. She just didn't want to be any fun.
So this Booker leaves
She is not any fun. She's never fun.
Leaves the mission to hang out with Ronan.
Yes, she should.
So this Booker leaves. She thinks she's going to have a meeting with Lauer. He closes the door, made small talk about some cocktail party they had attended.
Oh, and when he
unzipped his pants and then pulled his erect penis out, the book says.
That was his entree.
She was separated from her husband. She laughed and tried to get out of his office by joking that she didn't want to be intimate in a place where everyone else has done it.
Ooh.
But Lauer.
Did he lock her in?
Huh?
Did he lock her in?
It sounds like it. Lauer told her that, quote, he knew that she wanted it. I know you want it.
Power positive thinking.
In response to her joke about his office affairs, Lauer allegedly responded that he figured she liked it dirty. The encounter would be a first for you. Yeah, because he banged everybody in there. Then he got angry and he said,
she wants it so bad.
Said, Melissa, you're a fucking tease. This is not good. You led me on.
Well. I think if you say hi to him, he thinks you want it.
Yeah, I think so. I think he thinks everybody in 30 Rock wanted him.
It sounds like so he got it on with a lot of people in his office?
Yeah, and it sounds like a lot of people knew.
Seems like you wouldn't go to his office if you didn't want to get it on.
Yeah. But
yeah, you can't go to the host's office.
Yeah, you cannot go to Matt Lauer's office unless you want to get it on.
Yeah, unless you want to see his erect penis. Good for him for being erect before he pulled it out, I guess.
Does he get a full chapter in this book?
It sounds like it's just a chapter, like it's a very small part of the book.
You know what's interesting? There's a lot being written about the Lauer story today, and really every day since it came out originally, was that they paid this girl $1 million in a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, to that point, this girl, too, she tried to leave for CNN, but Lauer insisted that she stayed at the Today Show. And then she was blown out before her contract was up just a few years later. And guess what she got from NBC? She got one of the enhanced severance payments, a six-figure sum.
The old wiener out payment.
For signing a release of rights.
Well, how is she telling this story, then, to Ann Curry?
I don't think she cares.
Well, the thing about the non-disclosure is that NBC now says, and we've released her to talk about this, and that this is for her protection, and I would never violate her privacy. It's like, no, you said the non-disclosure so that no one would talk about it, including her, and you didn't release her until she talked about it.
Well, with this new one, they're really shitting on Ann Curry for not reporting it.
But she Ann Curry's so perfect.
It sounds like she got an NDA, so how did they know? Or is that just
this
normal
girl got
thing?
An NDA?
Yeah, the six-figure one. That's what I was just saying. When they blew her out. So why did they blow her out and give her an NDA? Or enhanced severance? Now, they knew. They know all these things, man. He's just worth more to them.
Something tells me Ann Curry did not get an additional payment when she left.
No, probably
not. No, she probably owed them money.
Showed her the door.
She had to pay them.
I don't think Matt Lauer hit on Ann Curry.
No.
I don't know why. No. Just a feeling.
Hey, get out of here.
Just a feeling I get.
Those two hated each other.
Trudy, can you handle this?
Brandon, you reading up on Anne Frank there?
Yeah.
What'd you learn about Anne Frank?
Something about how dour the line looks to get in?
I was just looking at the front of the house because you told the story.
It's okay.
Special programming note Wednesday, Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
And Jim Brewer from SNL and from Half Baked and myriad places is at Motor City November the 6th at 8 p.m. if you want to see Jim Brewer, but you can hear him here on the Thursday edition. So there.
And our friends and original sponsor, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds. During Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep that you've been yearning for. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or if you prefer, the Mac Daddy. You could
the Mac Daddy.
A new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month? Our friends at Zod have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, you know that we can get through a Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read, or we can't get through it without mentioning, you guessed it, Ram trucks. So go lease a 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. Yes, Zod has an ass ton of Rams to choose from. Also, see details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
So far, still no response from Eli about the sea off.
No. Have you asked him, Brandon? Do you know?
I never remember to ask him about that, ever. Oh. I apologize. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know if he's aware of it.
Really? How could he not know?
I know.
He's ignoring it.
Don't people tell him?
He's running scared.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he'd do well because he went to Dr. Yaldo. He was patient number one. Dr. Yaldo has supported the podcast for almost 2 years now, and that means a few things. He believes in us, and we've come through for him. Nearly 100 of you have gotten life-changing surgery from him on our recommendation, either custom cath LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45-plus who just can't stand their reading glasses. Eye surgery is generally a well-thought-out decision and important to go with the best and most experience, and he is number one in Michigan. Over 30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands lens exchange and cataract procedures by Dr. Yaldo.
That's a long, it's a deceptively longer intro than you can think.
I know. Like 3 seconds. Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you in with promises low-cost LASIK, and there's a lot of noise out there about low-price LASIK. But then you go and you find out what the real thing is. If you shop for it, Dr. Yaldo promises that Drew and Mike listeners will beat any LASIK offer that you have been offered. So get the best, pay the least. Valuation is free. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
And
tell Eli if you see him about the sea off.
Yeah.
We want it.
Jackie Young's writing. on her, that old card she sent me about Mags.
Oh, right.
That is see-off material.
Yeah, that is definitely see-off material.
And as heard on 106.7 WLLZ, it's the Drew and Mike Show, 7 to 9, Saturday and Sunday morning. Anybody hear the show on wheels this weekend or lately?
No? Yeah, it was great.
I just wonder how it sounded.
It sounded awesome.
I wasn't up that early, unfortunately.
I wasn't either.
But we are pleased to be a part of WLLZ, and who knows, maybe we'll have an additional appearance at some point. I don't know what to say about that. Something crazy could happen.
Oh, he looks like he knows something.
There's some craziness being discussed. Some kind.
Something's going on. And somebody's not telling me something.
I'm just saying.
Today marks the beginning of the fifth week of the GM UAW strike. Trudy, I recommend a piece of Hershey's with a few of Denny's peanuts. It has the Reese's effect.
Oh my God! Yeah,
it does. It was great.
It does. No, I'm going to leave that for you. Go ahead.
I don't think you are. What, you were just feeling the Reese's to see if it was there? I saw your hand on it.
Yeah.
So it's week five of the GM UAW strike, and yesterday I was reading...
What's happening now with it? Where are we at?
I'd love for it to be resolved.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's... Yeah, the whole state's economy would love for it to be resolved.
Yeah, it's really...
The union.
Get this done.
It has a hamstring effect. And somebody got PO'd because... I was talking about the a couple of the negative emails I got.
Do it. Get it done.
That felt I wasn't being supportive enough, and I vehemently disagreed. I was strictly trying to look at it from an outsider's position. I wasn't taking sides at all. In fact, if anything, I'm glad when people get things for themselves. I don't think it's going to hurt anyone if GM makes any less money. Of course, we all want GM to be in business and not go bankrupt again, but I don't think we're worried about that.
You didn't want me to tell the truth. You only wanted me to support your position, even though it's wrong.
So I won't read this guy's email, but he was basically saying, fuck off to all of you because I'm not working now and I'm losing hours because of this thing.
Yeah, because work.
Yeah, so that it is one of those things that when it's settled, it will be good for all sides. But
trickle-down effect is just terrible.
Yeah, it is. No, it's bad. It's huge. And I'm amazed it's gone on this long because... GM does lose a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And the idea of GM losing money just sitting there is pretty hard to digest after going through 2009.
Did you see the article about the Silverado is taking a huge hit?
Yeah.
It's now third. Yeah.
Yeah, it may lose a significant position because of the 4 weeks. And however long it is, it sounds like they're getting to the end. They were negotiating till late Sunday night. And... they have agreed on health care. By the way, the workers, what percentage of health care do you think the workers pay?
Oh, God, great question. I'm going to guess it's more than the national average.
More than the national average?
Sorry. I mean, the company pays
10?
More.
10%?
3%.
What?
3%.
Three?
Yeah. Somebody wrote me to and said, we do have to do co-pays of $10. And
shut up right now.
I love a co-pay.
I can't wait till you have a high deductible.
I know, it's a pretty good deal.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
The wages are pretty much settled. They didn't say what the wages are going to be. They just said it appears that it's settled. And then also, the bonuses. The workers get $1,000 for every $1 billion in profit. And don't anybody yell at me, by the way, if you don't like this. Yell at the Detroit Free Press, because I'm reading this out of the Free Press story. Uh-huh. Anyway, they can receive as much as $12,000 if the company makes $12 billion. But that's they put a ceiling on it. In other words,
they cap it.
If they make $15 billion, you still get $12,000. Okay. There's no ceiling anymore.
Oh.
So the ceiling's gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
It could be. Very good, yeah.
That is kind of silly that they have a ceiling on that.
Well, it gives the company a chance to suck in a few more bucks.
I think it's silly that Costco's credit card has a ceiling on the amount they'll give you back if you spend so much.
They do?
Yes.
No
one ever hits. It's like it's not the credit card. It's the membership at Costco because you get X amount. I think it was 2% back that you spend there. But they cap it at like $2,000.
What? Oh, my God.
Well, the only...
spend $100,000 there.
The devil's advocate side would be that most people don't get bonuses. Based on
that's the advantage of having a union.
That's true. No, they definitely do very well for themselves, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people that could use a union. Then what's still left to debate is workers hired at $17 an hour. Remember they said we cannot make smaller cars without less labor. So they agreed and they started making smaller cars. That hasn't worked out.
These cars, they're not money makers.
Anyway, they within 8 years, they have to make $28 an hour if you go in at 17.
Oh.
Okay.
So if you think about it, that's 8 years. Well, how big a raise is $28 from $17? That would be 10%. It's got to be, what, 40%? 35%?
Well, yeah.
Something like that. So that would be 4% a year, 4.5% a year, something like
that's
that.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Anyway, the UAW wants them to make $28.
You can make that much money in 5 seconds.
They want them to make $28 in 4 years, not 8 years. And then also the retirement,
have they had raises since 08?
Yeah, they have to get them to
$28
in 8 years. Okay. So they're probably, if by 2015, the original workers, I think that's the way I read it. And then that's a pending issue. And then also pending is retirement, because if you started before 2007, you're on a pension plan. If you're post-2007, you're on a 401k, and there's been no inflation adjustment for the pensions.
Oh, give me a break. Nobody gets a pension anymore.
I'm just saying. Just telling you what they're trying to deal with. And the 401k, I don't know if they want a larger match. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I'm not sure what the match is.
Hasn't everybody's pension been frozen since?
Pretty much.
93?
And if you started there in 2010, you're on a 401k. But I wonder what the match is. Somebody want to see if they can ask what UAW 401k matches? I bet you they have a match for a couple percent.
Would you rather be on a 401k than a pension because pensions get frozen?
Yeah, I think I would be. Well, especially now.
Yeah.
I mean, our pension was frozen.
Yeah.
I don't like all this talk.
What?
All this talk about what other people are getting, I mean, it just makes me feel like the biggest fucking loser in the entire world. It just does.
Why?
Yeah, it just does.
Because
pension plans and
matching
401k.
It's quite
like a loser. You lost out. It's not your fault.
You know,
it's like screwed people over at a certain point.
I feel bad when people write and go, yeah, I'm the UAW and fuck you, we made you. I mean, I know people are, because you're in the middle of it, naturally, you think people should take your side 110%.
Wow, an extra $250 in my paycheck.
But I was reading comments on, you know, people were posting things and people were commenting on it. And it's not, I'm surprised, honestly, that more people don't support the UAW. A lot of people very bitter.
Well,
you
know,
I went to college and I don't get this and I don't get that.
No, but I think when you see the stories about the leadership maybe abusing certain things.
That too.
And then being investigated by the feds and then going to jail and making deals. Fairly or unfairly, it hurts the image of the UAW.
I do notice, though, that the media coverage is usually about people being out there bringing lunch or somebody out there, you know, aiding the strikers.
Like, you mean like a radio station going out there?
Well, maybe. But it wasn't in this case. Just, you know, certain people being out there, you know, politicians, Clint.
Oh, fuck off.
I know.
How transparent.
I thought that was stupid, too.
Come on.
But that's sort of how it's covered.
How many of them rushed to get here from Iowa to do that?
Well, the first was Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She frolicking around in the...
She was protesting. She was striking with them.
Bernie was out there before his heart attack. He was so angry, I think it led to his heart attack. So angry about the UAW not having to be on strike.
He says he's fine, man.
Yeah, he's going to be at the debate tomorrow. Who knew there was another debate tomorrow?
Are they going to take it easy on him because of that?
No. What if he has a heart attack?
He is in the debate tomorrow.
Yes. He has suspended his campaign until tomorrow because there's a debate.
Did anybody see that debate last night?
No, it's tomorrow.
I will take his place. What if she just stood in?
Oh, she would love to, I'm sure.
Oh my God,
this whole thing is...
No.
I'm back!
You want me to put you in the position of agreeing and defending Hillary Clinton?
Okay.
Did you see the story about her and Chelsea's latest interview?
her latest interview
with those two are, you know, they're doing their tour.
Yeah.
So they
give a great interview too. It's very challenging.
Oh yeah, the Sunday Times in England.
A lot of pushback from the interviewers.
Ask the Clintons if someone with a beard and a penis could ever be a woman. And Chelsea was like, yeah! Which, you know, usually when you're transitioning, you get rid of the beard and then probably most likely the penis down the road.
Why would someone ask that question?
Oh, it made news, so it's a pretty, loaded question. Pretty good question.
Yeah, there's no good answer. You're going to get in trouble by somebody.
Hillary looked this is what I'm saying about defending Hillary, because I actually think her answer was pretty fucking good, because she said Hillary looked uneasy and blamed generational gaps, which whatever. She says, I'm just learning about this. It's a very big generational discussion because it's not something I grew up or ever saw. I'm going to take a lot more time and effort to try to understand what it means, blah, blah, blah.
Steve Kerr answer?
That's not the part. Where's it at? When Chelsea was staring bullets through her, too.
Whoa.
Where's the part?
Chelsea Clinton?
Oh, she says, I think you've got to be sensitive to how difficult this is. There are women who say to trans women, you know what? You've never had the life experience that I've had, so I respect who you are, but don't tell me you're the same as me, which I think is a fairly good answer. She's basically saying it's weird, and it's going to take people a while to adjust to it. So
I suspect people did not like her answer.
Huh?
Okay, we get it. You're a guy.
I suspect people did not like her answer.
Oh, I think people, her daughter Chelsea did not like her answer.
I don't know. You know what?
You don't think that's a good answer by her, though?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Her.
It was all right.
She's basically saying it's going to take us a while. It's going to take a while for society to
wrap
their minds around
this. It's kind of like the guy writing the letter to the Penn State football player. I just can't believe how much news gets generated out of these stupid, singular. And Hillary Clinton is a significant person. She ran for president, so.
Secretary of State, former senator for whatever reason. And Chelsea,
carpetbagger,
you know, and Chelsea, a future
congresswoman. Yeah, Chelsea's going to run for Congress. It sounds like. Oh God!
I can't believe it. It just blows my mind. They just don't stop.
I just think there's so much ego in the family. I mean, Chelsea, I would think if you were a kid of a president, you would just want to get
away
the fuck out of the way. I mean, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah,
but. In many cases, they don't. They do quite the opposite. They want to, you know, maybe Chelsea's saying, my mom couldn't do it. I'll be the first woman president.
Well, the Bushes don't seem to have any desire to do any of that. Jenna and Barbara?
No.
But George did. He's the son of a president.
And Jeb. I mean,
not everyone
Jeb.
Does.
Or Jeb.
Don Jr. seems to be. I mean, I know he's not in a...
Oh, but he's mixing it up with people all the time.
Jeb Bush is a low energy person.
Honestly, I don't understand.
Michael Reagan never did anything.
Oh, but the Reagans all had talk shows and careers, and Patty was nude in Playboy. but you know, Don Jr. is always attacking people on Twitter, and why? What? Of course you don't like someone's tweet if it's not good about your father. Of course you don't. You don't even have to say anything or like the tweet. We already would know that.
Did you see the uproar about Don Jr. at the University of Florida?
Yeah, he was this kind of...
I laughed
out loud
in
the story. The part that sort of amazed me was that he was a paid speaker.
$50,000, the highest paid speaker they've had. And the example they use is that he's been paid more than Pitbull, to which I said... Why was Pitbull speaking at the University of Florida?
I don't know why anyone would pay a president's kid to speak at... I don't either. I guess because he's the president's kid.
Give him some credit for inviting him to speak, but I don't know why he needs to be paid.
Probably because he probably does speaking tours. Like, I would imagine when Donald Trump is no longer president, he will do speaking tours, and I bet he will make a lot of money.
Talked about it yesterday. This is just another example of universities having too much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll throw it away on anything.
Like Florida State's that attorney who was murdered, as we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Him getting paid to speak. They just have too much money.
Joke. Speaking of presidential progeny, there's Hunter Biden, who resigned from the board of the company that's funded by China, or the Chinese bank. And it's interesting, he didn't give up his equity position. He just resigned from the board, which was an unpaid position. So I don't know exactly what that means. And then he also promised, if his father is president, He will not serve on any foreign boards.
Oh, that's...
Oh, thanks.
If that's awesome. He is president.
Cool.
Why is there such demand for Hunter Biden?
I don't know. He
access. We all know that.
It does... Do all the people who are on boards have expertise with regard to whatever they're serving on the board of?
Well, you would think to some degree. I would think a company in Ukraine, I think there's a few people more qualified than Hunter Biden.
Like Rudy
Not
Giuliani.
To mention, Hunter Biden had just tested positive for cocaine and been kicked out of the army when he became that board member.
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't matter in the Ukraine, you know.
By the way, was his getting kicked out of the army, was that news before we read that article?
Oh, yeah.
It was?
Oh,
I don't even remember it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember it either.
Honestly, I don't remember. I don't think it was a big thing if it was.
I did not learn about who Hunter Biden even was or what anything to do with this guy until he banged his brother's wife. That was when I first learned about him. And then over the course of time, just more and more spilled out.
Yeah, I don't. Somebody was saying the same thing that, you know, why was this never reported on? Blah, blah, blah. And the person responding, who was certainly not a never Trump type person, said, well, you obviously didn't read the New York Times in the spring of 2016 or something like that. And I'm like, man, but that's what you're talking about. One story. I mean, if Don Jr. was banging Eric's wife after Eric died and was on a board at Burisma in the Ukraine, I think you'd know a lot about it.
Yeah.
And Hunter, I didn't realize that Joe Biden was the point man for China, too. I did not know
all
that.
The international stuff, because he sat on the, what was he, foreign affairs in the Senate. But the reason you're bringing him up is because...
Where's Hunter? Whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he? The
president wants to know where I am? I'm right here.
Hunter Biden. Exclusive. No question off limits.
Did you and your father ever discuss Ukraine?
Starting tomorrow.
Answer that is fake.
We will see this interview. Anything you'd like him to hear from you?
On ABC's Good Morning America.
She asked him about banging
Where's
his brother's
Hunter?
Wife.
Whatever happened to Hunter?
Yeah, no question off limits.
Okay. No holds barred. And when I think no holds barred, I think Amy Robach at GMA. I mean, doesn't that sound softballish?
Who's married to Billy from Melrose Place. I just want to point that out for no reason.
That's right.
Apropos of nothing.
She's married to Billy?
Yeah.
Andrew Hsu. Mm-hmm. Who made a lot of money starting a mommy blog, even though he's not a mommy.
Oh, my. A mommy blog?
Oh, yeah.
Billy...
Yeah,
from Melrose Place.
Yeah. He's pretty soft looking.
The man of a thousand faces, all of them the same. He's just like, I know. How does he get to land Amy Robach?
He is so soft. And, you know, he played soccer. And so after the Trump grabbed him in the pussy thing, and Trump called it a locker room. He said, locker room talk. And, you know, I apologize or whatever he said. CNN had Billy on. Because he played soccer.
Yeah.
And they said, have you ever heard anything in a locker room like this before? And he said, absolutely not.
Oh, jeez.
I thought, is he really the
locker room talk?
Locker room expert?
No one
This is just locker room talk between guys.
No one would ever say that in front of him.
I've never heard anybody say they grab him by the pussy ever in my life, to be honest.
No. That's why it's not locker room talk.
Doesn't seem
like
a very good move anyway.
I've heard some pretty grim things in locker rooms, I will admit.
It's tough to grip.
I don't know. It seemed like that was Cuba Gooding Jr.'s move. Right. Grabbed her by the pussy.
Yeah. It does seem that there are people that do that.
Is it Cuba or Cuba?
I always call it Cuba Gooding.
Cuba. Right?
Cuba?
But I'm sure the boner line will correct whoever's wrong. 760.
Brandon, find a piece of audio of him announcing his own name.
What's it say?
7966 boner.
That's the no filter
okay.
number.
Okay. 7966 boner. But yeah, Hunter Biden, no holds barred. It's going to be two parts, and I guess they're going to play Jesse Smollett part two also. Get that one in. Where did that go?
It seems like with Jerry Maguire, it's a popular movie. I won the Academy Award for that movie.
How do you pronounce
Everywhere
your name?
I go, people yell, "Show me the money." Hi, Cuba Gooding Jr. here from Red Tails, and it's time to answer your CNN iReporter question.
No thanks.
He should just check into rehab. That should be his move, right?
Yeah, he says.
At this juncture,
he should.
Instead of having his lawyer deny something that's clear on videotape, he should just go into rehab. He's like, I get drunk and I grab
him. Now you're admitting you did something wrong, Trudy.
You're going into a rehab.
But, you know, he's...
He doesn't have a job. Rehab's for when you have to save a job. So they can't fire you because you have an illness.
Wait, doesn't Cuba have a job?
Yeah, but he's really, you know, self-employed, kind of. He's got to get these... you know, the lawsuits out of the way first.
Right. Pesky lawsuits.
What is Cuba Gooding doing? I haven't seen, is he in a movie recently or?
Yeah, well, he's just OJ.
He was good in that.
He was fucking great.
Yeah, he was good in that. Hey, did anybody see the Breaking Bad movie?
Yeah.
Zuvis, yeah, I know you guys.
How'd you guys like it?
El Camino? Loved it.
I've seen a lot of differing opinions. I've seen people say, this is so boring. And then I've seen people say they loved it. So I don't know.
I was bored. I hate to say it.
Bored?
Yeah, I was bored.
You know what? I became a fan of watching that, you know, more than just the acting in the film. In Breaking Bad, I mean, it was so well put together.
Oh, you mean with like the angles and the montages?
Yeah,
I liked the show. You know, I watched the show at the beginning, and then I sort of faded from it, like I do with a lot of shows.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't watch episodic TV at all.
I get bored. But I did at the end. I tried to catch up, which was impossible. Although I tried, and I thought the last six, seven episodes. I thought they were, you know, I thought it was great. It was obviously a great show. I wished I had stayed with it.
Yeah.
But the movie, that's the only thing I can say is I want to blame the fact that I wasn't a complete follower of the show, but I did like it. I thought it was a great show.
I'm torn. I mean, the show's all about Walter White. I mean, beginning to end, it ends perfect. It's got perfect ending.
You know,
his transformation's great. And I like Better Call Saul because I liked that character.
Yeah.
I like the way that show goes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really care enough about Jesse Pinkman.
That was part of my problem is I didn't care that much about him, and it wasn't.
He was always the good bad guy. Like he was always the conscience of Walter White. I don't know if I want the good bad guy. I don't know if I want to see that movie.
Well, I mean, I think what they needed to do is it was a redemption thing. They had to do that, and they also
for who? Redemptive for who?
Redemptive for Jesse.
He was always the good one, though.
He was, but he
any redemption. Does, that's my problem with why going to see the movie.
Trudy, let me ask you something. You know the scene where he cries?
Yeah.
Did you like that scene?
Pussy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I liked all of the what.
I thought that scene was stupid.
It's not like Elton John's bursting into tears crying, but. Well, I mean, you can see how much
That's
he spent.
True.
He lived
I've
in a
seen
cage.
That. I've watched that.
I have a question.
I wasn't buying it.
At the very end of the movie, does Clint Eastwood sing El Camino?
Why is it called El Camino?
Because the car he's in is an El Camino.
I know. I thought that was kind of dumb, too.
It's a cool car. It's a cool El Camino.
Among
Gran Torino.
I guess the suspense bored me. It wasn't. I should have been on the edge of my seat, and I was like, oh, come on, let's go.
Were you watching this in your kitchen, or were you actually?
No.
Oh, really?
I was sitting down.
Really?
Comfortably, yes.
Well, that doesn't really help.
I'm sorry to be Maz, but if
the,
you...
The TV or the computer?
He's in the Maz chair.
Rewind.
The TV or the computer?
Rewind to the guy. That's got to be a good story. The creepy walk guy. What is going
on with
that guy?
It's a tease. He has a new at 5:30.
I'll show you a sneak peek of some of the new art that you'll be able to find around town starting today.
I don't need a sneak peek of art.
This man walked 350 miles.
Oh, yeah,
only
this
to
turd.
End up in handcuffs. Who was waiting for him and the charges
he
now
faces? Do
you know the story?
Let me guess, he's going to be an underage girl.
You got it. You win, Drew.
He
congratulations.
350 miles to
yes.
be a girl? Boy, that's
yep.
a horny guy.
Yep, and what a bummer that must have been when he got there for a while. He must have been so tired.
Was she like 3 years older?
Feet are completely blistered.
So is his penis from beating off the whole time.
How young did you think the girl was?
Oh, I think he knew she was. I think she. I want to say she was 13.
But she was. She was legal by the time he got to her. He planned it just right.
How'd he get arrested then?
I don't know.
Because he started his watch.
That should
his
be
underage.
His defense.
His mugshot is epic.
That's a great
though.
Mugshot.
That is
yeah.
pretty bad.
Great mugshot. Just a.
Is this Proclaimers?
Yeah, the goofiest looking
what
twins.
What happened to the Proclaimers?
They're touring with Jesus Jones right now.
Are they seriously?
Oh, I have no idea. I will look it up, though. Let's see.
I bet you they are touring.
I bet
Uh-oh.
They are.
Here they are live in 2017.
Gee, what song are they going to be doing?
This actually isn't that song.
What?
What, they have another song?
He was beaming.
What?
But we turned. Oh, this one sucks even more.
Okay, the Proclaimers,
ladies and gentlemen. Here's a Proclaimer trivia question for you. How many studio albums have they released?
I'm going to say
Nine.
Two. One?
11.
Whoa! 11?
What?
Their hit rate's pretty low.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I did like that song.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why,
song,
but I did.
That song played on the radio so much that summer. I can't remember. Was it 94 or something like that? It was 88. Insane.
88?
That's what it says. It was out in 88.
Really?
500 Mile song?
Yeah, that's what it says. Maybe it got big here in America. Oh, yeah, it did.
Because of Benny and June?
You got it. Okay. 93.
Okay. Wow.
Stupid. That was a dumb point for America.
So I wonder what's going to happen to this diplomatic immunity idiot who is on the wrong side of the road.
I know.
And she kills this English kid.
And then takes off.
And then bolts. Yeah, and they're coming to get her or interview her or whatever, and she just bolts. By the way, how do people with diplomatic immunity, they just get in a private jet and just fly off and nobody knows?
Split off.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the whole point of that.
Why does this idiot have diplomatic immunity? I don't even understand the concept. I don't care where you commit a crime. A crime is a crime is a crime. It seems to me what diplomatic immunity means, and I think there are cases like this where someone has murdered or raped someone. They say, oh, no, diplomatic immunity, sorry. They're going home.
I thought our president described the incident pretty well. Did you hear him talk about it?
Where the people from the UK are. And frankly, a lot of Americans feel the same way.
Yeah, we're pissed.
We have. I was telling Boris, we have a lot of Americans that, you know, they side on the fact that, you know, you have two wonderful parents that lost their son.
It's awful.
And the woman was driving on the wrong side of the road. And that can happen. You know, those are the opposite roads. That happens. I won't say it ever happened to me, but it did. When you get used to driving on our system and then you're all of a sudden in the other system where you're driving, it happens. You have to be careful, very careful. So a young man was killed. The person that was driving the automobile has diplomatic immunity. We're going to speak to her very shortly and see if we can do something where they meet. It was an accident. It was a terrible accident.
Then why'd she bolt? Does that really happen? I mean, have you ever driven in a country with...
It's a little confusing.
Yeah, really?
I don't know that I've driven on the wrong side, because that's all I think about. Was...
Exactly. You're so hyper-aware of it. Although, if she's a diplomat...
And you're driving along, la-la-la, woo!
I would never drive in a foreign country, unless I had to live there and get used to it. But, no, we went to Germany.
Slow down.
I could have gotten a car and driven...
Uh-huh.
No stinking way was I going to do that.
The worst part about the wrong side of the road when we went to Ireland is every time I'd approach the car, I'd go to the wrong side of the car because you naturally have the wheels on the other
right.
side. It's fucking annoying. It's like five extra steps to walk around it.
So
exhausting.
I don't understand who wants diplomatic immunity. Why would you want someone who kills someone in another country to come home free and just, no big deal. Isn't that cool?
I've never really understood it because... You can get away with anything.
And every time it happens, when someone with diplomatic immunity does something to someone here, this, oh my God, this is outrageous! And, I mean, every time a person with diplomatic immunity commits a crime that's serious, people get all up in arms, and it's like, well, then why do we have it?
I don't understand.
What's the point?
Why is it necessary?
And this couple, and they've lost their son, they're coming over here to go essentially go after this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, and I don't know what the game plan is, but apparently they might meet. I don't know what the point of meeting is. She should be charged.
I agree.
And it was, it sounds like it was an accident. I don't know. Was she drunk? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
She's driving on the
road.
She
just screwed up.
She's
just magooed.
So, anyway, that reminds me.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe, is it the point like you don't want, say, you're in a more questionable country and you don't want them arresting our people for. Bullshit crimes, maybe? Like, made up crimes?
Well, the UK, I think we trust the UK.
Of course, yeah. But what if, what if they're in an unfavorable country and they just make up a law, like...
But they could do that anyway.
Chewing gum in Singapore.
If they just want to arrest someone, and they're going to arrest them and put them in jail, I mean, they can do that locally.
Yeah, but except there's an agreement.
It's not like you have a force field around you because you have diplomatic immunity.
Well, no, but you have diplomatic immunity. I mean, it's a thing that every country has ratified and agreed to.
But, I mean, if they want to throw you in jail and pretend they don't know where you are, they could do that. I mean, if they want to screw over anybody in a foreign country, they can. I don't know why diplomatic immunity. I mean, it seems that the people just quickly skirt out of there, as they've done here. There was a case in, I think it was in Maryland, where a guy from the Middle East either raped somebody or killed somebody. And that was a big deal. I don't think they ever came back.
Well, are those really protected by diplomatic immunity?
Like, yeah.
That's a little absurd.
No, it's you cannot commit a crime. If you have diplomatic immunity, I don't think they can arrest you for anything.
That's the other thing.
Or you can claim it.
This lady wasn't even working there. She was
No, the she's the wife of somebody.
Wait a minute. The NSA Washington employee. Post says she was driving drunk.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Well, then
all I can read is the summary on the search on the Google.
Oh, because you can't get that far.
Yeah, because it's.
I know the feeling. So why? I don't understand. Why wouldn't we just say, you know, we are waiving our diplomatic immunity. She's a drunk. She killed someone. Have her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we can do that.
Did we not do that now? I thought, wasn't that the update on it? That well, she doesn't have immunity now?
I don't. Yeah, she has immunity right now, but I think we can waive it.
I thought we waived it.
Oh, we did?
I could be wrong.
I just heard today that the parents were coming over here,
yeah,
and they're hoping to meet with her. Now, I don't really know what is accomplished by that.
No, I don't either.
Is that all they want? They don't want her charged? Did you say how bombed she was?
No. It doesn't. It just says.
Can you search somewhere else for it?
Diplomatic immunity no longer applies to her. That's what it says. I don't know if that is an England thing or.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, she's the spouse of a diplomat. So
why are these parents coming here then? I don't understand the
free trip to America, point. Man.
Well, because you know, probably it's a very emotional thing. They're trying to express that. Possibly, I don't know.
Why did she leave the country? That's.
Yeah.
And she skedaddled out of there, too.
After
really
she told
did.
Him that she wouldn't.
Wait, did yep. she... Well, did her husband come with her?
I think he did. I don't understand why she allowed to skedaddle like that.
Yeah. Well...
Time Magazine
Lock her up!
Exactly.
She's not worth it.
That's right. Lock her up!
It's interesting. This is related, not related... I was reading last night about this story about, it was the Hunter Biden story about, or maybe it was this morning when he was, his no holds barred interview and he's resigned from, or he's going to resign from foreign boards, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, there was a connected story on Joe Biden because did he muff something? Did he say something wrong recently or
well,
get a year wrong?
The gay thing that we talked about yesterday.
I guess that's what
Sleepy
it was.
Joe.
Maybe it was an older story than that. But anyway, they went into this thing about corn pop and then his wife and baby dying in 72. Mm-hmm. You know, he was originally married to another woman.
Yep.
And she was killed in a car accident in 1972. And she had the baby in her lap. And the baby was killed. The baby was a year old. Bo and Hunter were both in the car and both survived. So anyway, apparently for a long time, Joe Biden was saying that she was she was killed by a drunk driver. He said the driver drank his lunch and then went out and hit my wife and blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out not only was the other driver not drunk, the accident was Joe Biden's wife's fault. And the family of the driver actually...
Is this going to be his Swift boat?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't think this is new. I think, but I didn't know. Again, I didn't know this story. It's sort of like,
well, she pulled out into the intersection.
He had right away.
Yeah,
and
did he drink his lunch though?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't. Just it's a weird story. Why would you say something like that? And something he repeated over and over and over, and then all of a sudden he stopped because apparently the family of the driver were pissed. Who was, I don't know if he was alive or maybe he was dead and his daughter went after Biden or something like that. So they agreed that he wouldn't say that anymore. But that's just a strange story.
That is weird.
And I remember when he got in trouble for plagiarizing a British guy when he was running for president in 88.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was, I, I don't think it was a big deal, but he kind of stole this guy's speech. Anyway, what I didn't know was that he got in trouble in college for plagiarizing. What? And also said he graduated in the upper half of his class in law school, and he was 76.85.
Maybe he thought that was close to the top.
He wasn't good at math.
His math wasn't very good.
That's why he finished that low. He thought that was half.
This could be a wild presidential run. If it's Biden versus Trump, things could get crazy.
He's not going to win the primary. I just don't see how he's going to win it.
They were kind of implying that he still is the front runner.
Well, right now, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of... He's a messier candidate. But
I think
then
someone outside of the big three is going to make a push.
And by the way, what happened to Elizabeth Warren and Pocahontas or her?
Now she's claiming, focused on being fired for being pregnant.
Who, Pocahontas?
I mean, all of these candidates are a bit flawed.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit flawed.
Except for Buttigieg. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, there's that.
Oh, because he's the mayor, and they like to kill the police. Yeah.
Ah, boy. Ah, boy.
The police department's not very integrated.
What about Yang?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yangster?
Wait, Yang has danced not very good. That was a problem.
Wait,
he cried when that one.
There was something messy with Yang just recently. What was it?
Really?
Yeah.
Not my Yang.
Well, he tried to get money away.
Oh no! It was somebody else said something about Yang. One of the other candidates said something about Yang. Uh-huh. Controversial, and I don't even
know
what
it was.
How
about his dunk? His basketball dunk was pretty controversial.
8-foot basket.
Yeah, the guy didn't even defend. Why even have him there? Stage dove too. Looked really awkward.
The dumbest story today. Well, there's a lot of dumb stories today. One of them is this Trump video shown at some event. I guess
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Trump was there, but it's a video of him. His head is on the actor Colin Firth's in the movie Kingsman, The Secret Service. I never heard of the movie.
It's a badass. You never heard
movie.
Of the Kingsman?
No, I've never seen it.
It's talked You'd about like, it a ton. Yeah. Man, I feel like he's not listening to you, Brandon.
Every time that Edgerton guy comes up,
Wait. You know what? I think I have seen this movie now that I think about
it. The Elton John. He played Elton John in the biopic. Biopic. Whatever.
It's almost like a...
Yeah, he's... Is he
like
trying to get
cooler
in the Secret
James
Service?
Bond?
Yeah, okay. Now
thing.
I remember it. I do remember.
I don't know.
That
there's two movies on. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, Trump's
that
head.
That scene is awesome.
Elton John is in one of them too.
The real Elton John?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, he gets into a fist fight with people.
Yeah.
He does jump kicks and shit.
So that's it's kind of campy, cool, you know, action.
Yeah, I remember it was an action movie.
It's super violent too.
I just don't remember it that well. But anyway. Trump's head is on his head, and then different people's heads are put on other people's heads, and Trump shoots these people: Kathy Griffin,
Rosie O'Donnell, John McCain.
Yeah, John McCain.
Various
Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Maxine Waters, Bernie Sanders.
The beginning of the video before.
Oh, sorry.
And so I don't know. Is the outrage quotient high? Kathy Griffin is.
Kathy Griffin's pretty hot. Yeah.
The White House already says that he's denounced it. But she doesn't denounce many things.
I haven't been able to find the video.
It was at his golf resort,
I watched
though,
that.
At Doral.
It's pretty amazing.
Was it?
Why don't you just go ahead and show us whatever piece of shit you're going to show us, yeah. You know, so we can tear it apart and get out to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
It was at one of his places. I'm not sure which
but
one.
But it wasn't an event. Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was some kind of a...
It was a pro-Trump group.
It was an event,
but
he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then also, I guess his rally, some guy went to the rally with a Colin Kaepernick jersey. Got kicked out.
Really?
Yes. He wore a jacket over it.
Oh.
Figures out tonight show nearly 2,000...
Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, here it is. They all have different faces.
How dare you separate them from their parents? We're going to rip your son from his mother's arms.
Who's that?
And throw him in a cage full of pedophiles.
Whose head is that?
And let them have...
This scene in this film is so awesome.
And Skinner. To Skinner.
Trump's pretty agile in this.
Yes.
It is so extremely violent. There's like 200 people in this room, and they all die within 2 minutes.
He shoots Black Lives Matter. It's just got the thing.
Is this Elton John scene?
Oh, no. This is the first movie. Elton John is a plot point in the second movie because he's kidnapped by the bad guy.
I would rather have a circle jerk with my dad and grandpa than see this flaming turd of a movie.
Was stabbed in the head? Someone, that's Maxine Waters he's beating up. Threw out the window. Bernie Burns Sanders, he set his head on fire.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
So somebody put in a lot of work on this.
I know.
Oh, the BBC News. They don't have a head. They just have BBC News. Oh, Romney! Strangled him to death.
Oh, use him as a shield.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
There's Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein.
This is at the Church of Fake News, by the way. Pretty clever.
Oh,
Barack Obama stabbed in the back. TPM? CBS is right behind him.
Oh.
He shot CBS.
That was one of the Kennedys. The young one.
Oh, Yahoo.
I think Hillary's coming up.
Kathy Griffin! Oh, Hillary!
And it ends on CNN.
Wow. All I do is win,
win, win, no matter what. No way, really?
I mean, whoever made it spent a lot of time, but it's...
cool.
It's pretty unnecessary.
Wow. I'm not sure why, what that did.
Good job.
Well, okay.
It's I like the movie though. I think
you like the original movie?
Kingsman was really good. Yeah.
Did it do well in Rotten Tomatoes?
What a piece of shit movie!
I think the first one did. A lot of people really liked that first one.
Yeah, the second
big
one.
Big movie star. You know what? He died. Sorry. He died.
But you know, Colin Firth has always played kind of stuffy British dudes, and mm-hmm. sometimes you know barristers, and he was King George. This. Which one?
Ooh.
Was he, you know, in the King's Speech?
Oh, yeah.
But for
boring!
That, for that movie?
Oh, that movie was boring.
It's a good movie.
All right, check this scene out.
So bored!
Check this scene out.
Bore easily.
Sir Elton, stay here. We're under attack.
Elton John.
Is it a rescue attempt?
Might be.
Wait, is this a real part of the movie?
Yeah.
The second one.
Isn't that supposed to be Saturday?
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
Exactly. Oh, now he starts fighting.
That's believable.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. It's a good flick. It's
in the old movies, the good guy wore white, the bad guy wore black. Or was black.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these kicks. Look at these kicks.
Oh my god, how silly.
Look, Elton can really do that.
That's not him.
He didn't take an escalator out.
They had to really help him on the stage and off the stage when I saw him.
Yeah, but he got in shape. He got in shape for this.
Kind of surprised how much help he needed.
I am.
I mean, it wasn't quite Phil Collins-esque, but I mean, he looked pretty slow moving to get to the piano.
Kind of he played it off as he's a diva, so that sort of worked.
Okay.
For him.
Oh, the show was great.
Ride the
I love the show.
Escalator up, out, off of the stage.
Yeah.
That was...
I would see him any day, anywhere, anytime.
Oh, he's coming back.
Yeah.
And tickets go on sale next week.
Oh, wow.
So another big story today, of course, is the ISIS people being freed from the Kurds by Turkey. And Trump, again, listening to all good advice and making a reasoned decision to withhold or to pull out our people from working with the Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
And so now ISIS prisoners are getting out.
Cool.
And by the way, Turkey's a NATO country.
Good for you, ISIS.
Turkey's an ally. Why does Turkey...
They don't like the Kurds.
Yeah. But, I mean, to me, the ISIS people getting out is by far the worst thing here. And I had a couple questions about that, and I can't sit and listen to a long, complicated answer. One question is, why aren't the ISIS people, and some of whom are supposed to be the most horrible, horrible, why aren't they in a more secure place than this very iffy
camp,
Kurd camp? I mean, doesn't that just seem iffy? Like, did you ever think there were that many ISIS people that were being held under such iffy conditions?
No.
Yeah, but we surrounded them, though, man. We were in charge.
I know, but wouldn't you want the Kurds, wouldn't you want ISIS people moved to, like, Supermax in Colorado or
Guantanamo
Bay?
I don't want them here.
Well, we didn't want
to take
care of
Supermax. I mean, it just seems like...
Maybe that's Syria's version of Supermax.
Oh, no, it looked loosey-goosey as hell.
Yeah, it sounded very loosey-goosey. I was watching
them in
Runaway.
Abu Ghraib.
Yeah,
and have Lindy England guard them again.
Well, that's a thought.
Yeah, bring back Lindy England.
Yeah, let her be in charge of all Syrian prisons.
And then, I don't know, I just was like, why? It just seems so iffy. And then, of course, the decision to withhold our participation there just seemed so impulsive, and it was so universally panned. I just thought, well, surely someone else will go in. If this is such a horrible decision, which it seems like it is, why doesn't someone else go in and help them?
But who?
Anyone.
Who do you want?
Any, yeah. Trudy, how many countries are there?
Okay,
who's going to do it?
Who don't have some
Russia?
Sort of...
I don't know, France.
Dog
the UK,
in that fight?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people. If the escape of these people is so horrific, which I think it is...
Maybe you want to set that up before you decide to vacate.
Oh, no, I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm just saying... Can't someone do something?
Step in and be the adult?
Something
we're abdicating.
To.
Yeah.
Something
shouldn't someone do something? Instead, it's like, oh, my God, they're out just like we thought they were going to be. No one can do anything because we don't do it.
I mean, the world.
We got to do something.
I think the world is taken by surprise, so maybe it's going to take a while. And they, frankly, right or wrong, they expect us to take care of that shit. They expect us
to
police
I know,
the world.
Well, I know, but we didn't do our job, so I would expect that some
maybe they
because
will.
It seems so horrific. And then, you know, when I started thinking
about
that, I'm like...
said that those European countries are going to get them and bring them home because that's where they're from anyway.
Well, I mean, if they're not that worried about them, then
I guess.
It's not that big a deal, but...
sound like anybody
One's going to hit on a plane and come over here, or two,
I just thought... My prevailing thought was... It reminded me of remember when that water main went in Flint and the whole state was having problems with water?
Oh, yeah.
And was it Flint? I can't remember where it was. This is a little bit of a deep reference. And Mike Clark said, well, God, if that water main means so much, why don't we have 1,000 people guarding it at all times? And that's sort of how I felt about these ISIS people. It's like, why are they in such an iffy, precarious place? Why aren't they somewhere where there's no way they can ever get out?
Yeah, but... I mean, even Afghanistan, they have, like, better prisons there, don't they?
I think the thing was, they weren't a place they wouldn't get out because the right people were guarding them.
But if one dumb decision allows them...
He should have built a prison before he left, then.
And why does Turkey want these ISIS people out?
I think they like to sow a little bit of chaos throughout the Middle East.
They don't like
that ethnicity anyway.
They don't seem like a very good ally to me. Not that we're
a very good ally either. It's not them, remember. Terrorist militias. Al-Qaeda.
Right. I mean, it's funny, the more I learn about this story, the more I go, oh my God, this is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Sucks that we have to learn about it.
Oh, I'm not going to learn about it. I started reading about Turkey today because I was trying to understand a certain part of the story, and I'm like, what am
I
doing? Reading about the Byzantine Empire, whatever the hell it is.
Why are we allies there? Because they're allowing us...
They have a good economy.
Not for long, man. They're going to get wrecked, right? Mnuchin said so.
So
they're going to wreck their economy. How do you wreck Turkey's economy?
Sanctions.
It all is so simple. And but anyway, yeah. So you know, all these ISIS people right now, which is just great, They can reform and they can rebound.
It's good for automotive though, because they'll buy Toyota trucks again. So.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah, but they have to be at least 20 years old.
And we get to see videos of ISIS beheading people again, and
be missing a couple letters on the hatch and on the tailgate.
Well,
remember the ISIS beheading videos?
Yeah, Jihadi John is dead, but those four, the Beatles, I think two of them
got them. Yeah,
I think two of them they fear are either escaping or they're trying to keep at least those two in the prison.
Which one, Ringo and George? Or
well, I don't know the names of each. I know Jihadi John was one of them. Obviously, he was killed in a drone strike, so he's dead. And I think one other's dead, but two remain.
The good thing about terrorists, when they're killed, no one ever takes their space.
That's true.
No one ever ups their game.
Yeah, and there's Al-Qaeda people in there, too. So
yeah.
Just great.
Some mess.
No, no. So, yeah. Well,
I just binge watch stuff and
pretend I just want to warn you all that this is a lot like the Al-Qaeda beheading videos. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
But honestly, you know, when you start digging into this topic, it's like, oh my God, I refuse to take my valuable time. My time is more valuable than sitting around understanding this dispute, which is so complicated and so involved. And it's just, I mean, it's complete insanity.
Kind of important, though.
Well, I agree it's important, but I just can't. It's just not logical.
No, you're right.
Why would anyone want these ISIS people freed?
I don't know.
Well, who's the world's police officer then? Isn't it NATO?
Well, that's kind of what I thought. Originally, I thought, well, if we're gonna screw it up, can't NATO go in and be a hero? But apparently not. Or apparently they need 2 months' notice, or I don't know what.
I don't think they liked it much that I think Trump was trying to, like, you know, blow that up too, wasn't he? NATO?
Yeah, he wanted to end
back.
NATO.
So maybe they're just like, hey, I'm not going to do you any favors.
Not to mention, isn't Turkey a member of NATO?
Yes, they are a NATO member.
Oh, again.
Too
tangly.
Okay, then I guess there's nothing that can be done. Oh. It's either us or nobody.
Pretty much.
Well, then,
so it's been for plenty of years.
I got a question.
I know.
Why didn't they shoot him before they left? Is that too inhumane?
Well, it's a war crime, but.
Yeah, but, you know.
Before they went to guard the invasion, you mean? The Kurds? Or the why didn't we shoot them?
Why didn't we or they or somebody go,
I don't know, Trudy.
These prisoners anymore, so let's, I don't, that's a little.
I don't, you know, you try to apply, you try to apply common sense to it, and you can't apply common
sense
to it. Well, that would seem like it would make common sense. If they truly are ISIS terrorists, and you know, shoot them.
The good old days, we just.
It's a bit of a unilateral decision, but.
Good old days, we just launched a missile into it the second that they stopped guarding it and then just denied that we did it.
Yeah. So it was an accident.
Don sent me an email about.
Are you going to dump
Don?
His bed?
Not that Don.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
Don said his problem is Brandon, Trudy, Mark, Zeus gets talking drops. All of you do, but Maz can't talk in drops because he doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, wow.
Therefore, anything he says seems way off topic. Recently started.
It's his own,
there's other reasons it's way off topic.
That's recently true.
Started a new position at a local company. When I talk in drops, no one understands me. They think I'm talking non sequiturs, but the reality is I'm right on point. Maz doesn't listen to the show, talks in non sequiturs, shamed by management. I listen every day for 25 years. I talk in drops, and I'm shamed by management.
Keep doing it.
When someone asks me for a long meeting, how long a meeting will be, and I tell them probably at least a full Jackson, they should damn well know how long that is. If someone asks me to describe the partner,
I'd love to see the look on their face.
If someone asks me to describe the partner I just met with, I start by saying she was about two Mandy Moores. Oh, yeah. I don't know, Don. I don't know if you should talk in so many drops.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
What Don needs to do is recruit those people so that they understand.
Yes. Or make the podcast required listening every day.
Yeah.
Well, start playing it at your desk really loud, Don.
That reminds me of...
especially this part. Hi, Don!
I was watching a story last night that had a woman that was like three Mandy Moores.
Really?
I think three Mandy Moores. Yeah, it was this weird, it was an ID story about this.
Oh, what a shock.
I know. This couple that got married, I think he was 23 and she was barely 18. And she had this, I forgot what the syndrome was, but she had some medical condition that made her gain lots of weight.
Oh, eating?
And no, it wasn't eating. It was something else.
Medically speaking, for your height, your weight puts you in what we call the disgusting range.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
And I was like not understanding this and going, well, she's 5 years younger, but she's huge.
Thyroid,
and
maybe.
He's not very huge. He's normal
Prader
size.
Prader Willies?
No, I don't think it was Prader Willies. I don't think it was eating based. Anyway, so they go along and they're trying to get her pregnant. She can't get pregnant. And I think 12 years go by, and they both are incapacitated. She was injured. I forgot how, but she's on Vicodin. He's injured so badly he can't work, and he's on methadone.
Oh, my God.
And he wants to move to North Carolina. He wants to move in with his brother, which is like, what? Who with your brother? And they have $80,000 in medical bills.
Jesus.
Between them. I know, it's like, I'm just thinking, wow, these people are anchors on the planet. I mean, I feel bad for them, allegedly.
Put them in that ISIS prison.
So
Trudy wants to shoot up.
They wouldn't get out. Horrible. They couldn't escape because they couldn't run out of there. But anyway.
I'm terrible. That.
So this girl then, one day she calls her mom and she says, oh my God, I'm sweating terribly and my vision is, I have double vision and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, call 911. Which is like, yeah, why are you calling your mom?
Me? You're like, you want me to do?
28 years old, you're calling your mom?
It's really weird.
And so she calls 911, they take her to the hospital, and they determine that she...
After she cranked this. You can hear this in the background of the 911 call.
Call 911!
Oh, yeah.
What a fill!
Feeling kind of mean.
So anyway, she turns out she OD'd on methadone. And the mom is like, okay, listen, something, you got a problem here, something's going wrong. And she says, no, it was a mistake, and it was a one-time thing, I'm sorry.
She's not supposed to be the person taking out the dog.
No, I know. Oh. And according to the mom, he kept his meds with him everywhere. And they were in like a fanny pack or something. It was all, you know, locked up. And he was very... serious about his medicine.
Sure.
Always had it with him, and et cetera, et cetera. So a couple more months go by. And then he calls 911, and he's like, my wife is unresponsive, and she's on her stomach, and she's cold to the touch. And they're like, well, turn her over. And he's like, oh my God, her face is purple.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And they go, oh, we'll give her CPR. And he's like, okay. And anyway.
Do you know what was in the background of that 911 call? You never take advice. Just guessing, sorry.
Or how about, you had a bad day. So it turns out, she dies.
Oh, jeez.
She dies, and they don't know why. They run toxicology tests, but that takes 12 weeks or something to get back.
What would you do if she died?
So then, Vin Diesel. So then after, I think they said 3 or 4 weeks later, the husband calls the mother-in-law and says, I'm going to be moving to North Carolina, and I've fallen in love.
What?
She's like, you've fallen in love?
Oh.
What?
You were distraught. You were, you know, out of your mind 4 weeks ago. How could you have fallen? It's crazy. I met this girl at the service. And
at the service?
Yeah, at the funeral. And
whoa.
We're in love. It's nuts.
Come on. We all know how this ends, right?
So,
how many Mandy Moores was this girl?
I looked online to try and see the new girlfriend, and I couldn't find a picture of her. So then the police are very interested in this, and they get the toxicology back, and she overdosed on methadone. Whoa. What do you know? Whoa. Shortly after she had, had the near overdose.
Yeah, the double vision.
So the guy's getting ready to move to North Carolina, moving with the brother, I guess, with the new hot babe. And he takes his computer to his dead wife's brother and says, yeah, could you scrub my computer? It's kind of messy.
Wait. Why would you take it to the dead wife's brother?
Because he's a good computer guy.
But yeah, come on, I'm just guessing he's got stuff that he wouldn't want the dead wife's family to see on it.
Well, turns out he did. He had.
Why would you take it?
How much methadone for a lethal overdose? How much Ambien to overdose a dog? Because she had this one dog named Sweetie Pie that was the coolest dog, and it had very expensive vet bills, which he didn't like. He wanted to overdose the dog.
What a
jerk.
Which is when I really lost my patience with him.
Really? That was the breaking point.
That was the breaking point.
Not that I want them to be smart, but why wouldn't he go to the library and do that research?
I don't know. He's an idiot.
Why wouldn't he throw that computer away and buy a new one?
A month after his wife dies, he calls his mother-in-law and says, I've fallen in love. Aren't you happy for me?
Yeah.
This is great.
Why would you call the mother? What is wrong with this guy?
I don't know. I don't know. People are so stupid.
He wanted to get caught.
So then, no, I didn't know he didn't.
Yeah,
I don't think he did.
Moves like that.
Anyway, the cops call him in for an interview, and the cop tells him, I've listened to the 911 call over and over again, because he says, oh my God, she's on her stomach and I can't seem to rouse her. And they say, turn her over. And he says, there's a short pause, and he goes, oh my God, her face is purple. She's not breathing. And the cop listens to the call. He said he listened to it over and over, and he determined that he never put the phone down to give her CPR, because the first thing he asked him was, did you give her CPR? Yeah, I gave her CPR. Said, are you sure you gave her CPR? Oh, yeah, I'm sure I gave her CPR. Said, I never heard you put the phone down.
Yeah.
He was talking
he
to
was
the
caught.
Person.
I'm very proud to say we caught him.
What if he
caught him?
Could have had a headset on.
Did the cop say, there's no way you rolled her over by holding the phone. You had to use two hands.
The cop didn't say it, but I said that. Because it was, I mean, honestly, it was like, I'll give her CPR. And he's like, okay, I'm giving her CPR. And it's like, there's no way. No. She was huge. She
thought it was like
Morse.
Taking a phone number down where he's pretending he's writing it. Like, okay, 248.
It was faster than that.
What was that? Oh, 29. Okay, thanks.
So, yeah. So then eventually they charged him, and he got 11 years.
Oh.
11 years. He plead, I think, which is what happens in so many of these cases. If they're just a little bit messy, you know, they'll let you out in no time. So you can do it. See how long you can go without doing it again.
How can he take a plea in that case? There's
I don't
no,
know. Because
nobody else who could be...
Well, it's hard to prove.
Condemned it.
You know, it's always messy proving something like that.
Wow, that's harsh.
But I don't know why the Mandy Moore's made me think of that. Crazy. What is today? What is the date on Tuesday?
Tuesday the 15th.
Is that Mike Clark's anniversary day?
I thought it was the 16th.
I thought it was the 16th too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 16th.
Okay.
Passed away in his sleep, so him in the...
Yeah, I assume it was on the day it was announced. I assumed it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah, he never went to bed before midnight.
No, he did not. I wanted to get some stuff out there on Mike's...
Yeah.
Yeah, October 16th.
Okay, Zuzu's so been working on it.
It's Wednesday. Yeah, in fact, somebody sent me the... I think it was Dan Evans who sent me the thing of the lady with the explosive breath.
Oh, yeah.
God, is that funny? Because... You know, I'm listening to the interview. I'm going, it's like pulling teeth trying to make this interview interesting.
Yeah.
And then it was about a woman who wasn't somebody trying to carjack her?
I don't even remember.
They were trying to steal something out of her car, and I think she fought him off, and she was okay. And so the interview was just kind of boring. And so finally, at one point, I said, I said, yeah, we're getting word that he did steal your cigarettes, because she had a really deep voice. And she got pissed.
Something happened. We got disconnected. We could hear some hard breathing, but then the phone just went dead.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened, but it did.
Oh, no kidding. Well, gee, we thought something might be wrong with your phone. Is everything okay?
No, it's fine. Thank
you. Oh, okay. Are there any leads at all?
Not really, but they didn't take anything, and
does it call back?
You know, the description we gave them was as they were dressed, so that was, you know, basically it.
So they haven't offered any other information. There haven't been any other cards.
Yeah, you guys are just waiting for her to do.
Yes,
exactly. That sort.
They said they would pursue it, but at this point, you know, it's been only a few days. Truly.
Yeah. Are you taking any precautions in light of this? Because who knows if this individual has something personal against you.
Keep it going.
Because I know you're very cautious about the car's model and, you know.
Yeah. I just, you know, myself being careful, you know.
Yeah.
If I go out.
Yeah, because that guy might have a certain thing for that make and model. You know, maybe have Lexus
explosion.
Because maybe that particular car gets a lot of money on the market. You know, when they strip it down. You know,
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I know you did the right. That was sorry. I asked afterwards. You certainly shouldn't give out the model of your car.
No, you're right. You're right.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank God everything came out fine.
Yes.
Good for you. You did the right thing in the right moment, I guess.
The part that was really funny was when we originally disconnected.
You think you did that made him give up?
Let me get to that part.
And all of a sudden, this guy was.
And Mike said that I'll tell you one thing about that lady is that, you know, she either had an awkward laugh or she had a exploding explosion of breath after everything she said.
What do you think you did that made him give up?
And I was like, what?
Was there anybody around you? Was there anybody nearby?
This is what I think you're replaying it, listening to
it. But, you know, people coming and going. It's that kind of thing where you go to a mall.
Did they catch the guy?
She's laughing about.
No, not yet.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that was one. That was a big one.
Well, we need to speed up to the cigarettes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Hold on.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this guy was on you, just like that.
Yeah.
And so basically, he grabs you, threatens you, says all these horrible things. You start with the chapter.
You're speeding through the desk.
I think this is in our story here. Something about he, did he steal a carton of your cigarettes?
No, nothing.
You didn't get any whiskey or any bourbon or anything?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there was some report that you had some groceries in the car grabbed
a carton
of your cigarettes.
And a booze?
No.
Okay, because apparently he smokes Marlboros, I guess, and that's one of the things he was trying to get to.
It's the voice.
Or they think.
Oh. Is it because I said it's the voice? Is that what did it?
But he was right.
Yeah, no,
she did. She heard. She had an explosion of breath, and the description alone was so ridiculous.
There was somebody else who had that very same thing,
yeah,
right?
Then that became a pattern.
Yeah, it became a thing. There's some people with explosions of breath after every statement. I don't know why. It's bizarre. But anyway, I'm trying to think. Dan's been sending a lot of old stuff with Mike Clark. You know what he sent over? He sent the Borat interview over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he sent that today. So it's probably been added to the dashboard, Brandon. Remember the Borat interview?
What Zeus has been going through. Not really.
I think it was pretty good.
I remember being excited about it.
Yeah. No, I think he was everything we were hoping, and then some.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So it's been a year. Wow. On Wednesday.
Jesus.
Yeah, boy. It's weird. It seems like about a year to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
But. I mean, still seems
like yesterday in a way.
Yeah, in a way, but
that day, but it's because it's so vivid.
I know. I still can't. It's still just bizarre.
Do we put Mike's favorite things on our Amazon portal?
Oh, we could.
He used
an airplane.
Well, no, he didn't. He used to drink. What was his water? He used to.
Oh, did he like Fiji?
I think he was a very big fan of Fiji water.
Yeah, you're right.
And,
what's the hand cream he like?
Purell.
Like
yeah,
Purell.
And then towards the end there, like he really had a he really fell in love with Angel's Envy, the whiskey.
Oh, that's right.
Dove bars. He
Dove
bars. So loved
yeah,
Dove bars.
Grape juice.
Grape juice.
Yeah, grape juice. BLTs.
Keurig coffee makers.
Oh, yeah.
What was the story, Trudy?
The Keurig. That fucking Keurig, what a nightmare.
We were watching a story about, was it a plane crash? And who's that expert guy? What's his name?
Oh, Nance. John Nance.
John Nance came on and said something ridiculous. Oh, I know what it was.
He hated John Nance because he always said the same thing.
He does.
He would have been livid because John Nance was saying that, basically a plane hit a bunch of power lines and was hung up in the power lines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And John Nance, he's saying some really generic things, and then he said,
"What's he doing up there?"
Well, how could the pilot have avoided this? And he said, "Well, by knowing where the power lines are."
Did he also say something like, "I just can't see things very clearly out through their windshield," or something like
that?
Yeah,
he was making excuses for the pilot. It's like, I mean, you can see the poles, can't you? I mean, isn't there some
what he thinks in between them?
Black wires. It was a multiple of it was a lot of wires.
Maybe don't fly that low.
Yeah,
well, that too.
That kind of resonated.
Yeah, he said that.
I thought he was done because I hadn't seen him in a really long time, and I remember how. Mike just hated
and his leather jacket.
John Nance
and
his leather
wear.
Jacket, yeah.
Yeah, he would have been very angry at this particular appearance.
He would have been cool if Nance had a blue shirt and gold tie.
That's right, he loved blue shirts. Oh, everybody should wear a blue shirt and gold tie on Mike's day.
That was his predicted. He was saying that it was already a thing, and I just didn't see it. I mean, I just was like, what do you mean gold ties and blue shirts? And then we would go around the channels every day, and half the people would be wearing blue shirts and gold ties.
His credit was a very specific shade of blue, like a very royal blue.
But what about the coral / pink debate?
Oh, yeah. Pink or salmon? Yeah.
It was pink.
Salmon. Oh,
we voted. For some reason, Mike thought you couldn't vote on a color. It either was or it wasn't, but we proved him wrong. It was a unanimous vote.
He was the best at taking a pounding.
And all women should wear...
Red is his power color.
All women should wear 5-inch pumps on Mike's day. So.
Yes.
Fishnet.
Thigh highs.
And thigh highs.
So
it's got to be nude color, though. I always thought that was weird. I'm like, why do you like nude? What are you talking about? Nude.
I remember talking about very I was going to go to the...
Very specific with this. With everything, really.
Was there something specific we're going to have on Wednesday?
Well, we're going to... I assumed we were going to release a separate full... Maybe an hour, 2 hours of stuff.
Okay.
Just yeah, so none of us on there, no sponsor, no nothing.
Yeah, I thought that'd be better, really.
Yeah, get us out of the way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Jim Brewer.
Yeah, and Jim Brewer.
On the separate.
That's right, on the regular show.
On the regular show.
Anything else going on today? It was kind of a slow day. I know Michigan's playing Notre Dame. We know that's going to be a night game now on the 26th.
So two night games in a row.
And, you know, what will happen with the Lions?
Oh, that's right, tonight. Very exciting. You know what we haven't talked about is that building falling down in New Orleans.
I know.
What the fuck?
Wow.
We haven't talked about that yet.
That's insane.
I mean, I don't know what there is to say about it other than the fact that usually when you see a building fall down, it happens pretty quick. It sounded like this one was really slow because I wondered why they had cameras, such good footage of it. And it's because, oh, shit was falling off of it for like hours and people running.
What was it? So was that somebody's phone?
What do you mean?
That recorded it.
Yeah, oh, there were a lot of people recording.
Yeah, there's a lot of
video.
A lot
of people were out there.
Plus, didn't there have to be cameras everywhere? It is a major city.
New Orleans,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one guy's missing. He's presumably just underneath all the rubble, just flat.
Well, if stuff is just falling like crazy off it, they didn't. You'd think they would have cleared the area.
I know. Well, that a lot of people were hurt. That was a problem, yeah. They didn't clear it even after it collapsed. You know, so many gawkers. Look at that drone footage Brandon's got up there.
Oh, my
nice
God.
Nice job, Hard Rock. It's a Hard Rock casino.
It's now the soft
oh,
one.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a Hard Rock casino?
Well, I thought it was a casino. Maybe it's just a Hard Rock hotel.
They already had a casino there.
They had boat casinos there for a long time. Yeah, they had a land casino,
a
too, I think.
Yeah, there's a Harris yeah. there. And you're right near there, actually, because that's Canal.
Okay. How'd your New Orleans bet go, Brandon?
Victory.
Locked.
Victory?
Yeah.
That's a separate bet?
Yes, that's why, you know, I think we ended up $53 ahead.
Did you bet on it because the Pope wanted you to?
The Pope did endorse the New Orleans Saints. So if Jesus is on their side, yeah.
Is that why you determined it was a lock?
Yeah. Well, Jesus determined it was the lock.
Who determined the one that didn't work out was a lock?
Satan.
Yeah, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Steelers fan, the devil.
All right, get us out of
here. Tracks.
It's a lock of the week.
We got to call Spike King this week, too.
This is really dumb, but I'm very bullish on the Lions. I really think they're going to win tonight.
Oh, you're the second person today I've heard say that, and that means they're going to...
I don't know why. They've won three out of the last four in Lambeau. Not that that means anything.
I don't know why I'm never bullish on the Lions. They can always surprise you.
This is a stupid game they'd win. And then they'll come home and lose to, Oakland.
They've
won
they
some, play at Oakland. They'll come home and lose to who do they play at home coming up?
They used to win goofy ass Monday night football games. I remember when they beat the Cowboys. I remember when they beat the 49ers with Steve Young on Monday night.
Bears Monday night game a few years ago was a blast.
You're right. They're going to lose.
You know about
the
Cowboys
Giants.
In '94? Oh. That one?
Yeah,
that was a great game.
It was a great game. But I'm not predicting them to win. I have no idea.
Yeah,
what
so you're right,
do.
Brandon. They'll lose to the Giants at home, a game they should win.
Probably
lose at the Redskins too.
We didn't have anyone on the Hall Financial hotline today, but that doesn't mean that Hall Financial isn't ready for you. If you go to Drew and Mike, FG? Is that what it is? Why am I having such an airhead today? Do we need to do for hymns this month? We do, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's scheduled.
Yeah, boy.
Good job.
Okay. Yeah, it's drewandmike.hallfg.com. Or you can go to our website, click the link to Hall Financial. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, but fast, or call 248-308-5000 if you want to save money on a refi or mortgage your first home, your dream home, anything in between. Hall Financial.
And nice we'll job! None of you!
See you tomorrow!
I'd like to see you play a concert.
Who do I owe for the prostitutes? Is that the politically correct term, or is it hoes or whores? Hit me up. I'm good for it. Titties. Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
Water squirt emoji does mean come. It was a reference to ejaculating.